in King's hometown, Atlanta. Also a march after a special service in Ebenezer Baptist Church. In Washington, President Bush will attend a concert called Let Freedom Ring, while an Associated Press poll says 60% of black Americans, but only 15% of white citizens, are today doing something to mark this holiday. Dan Raviv, CBS News, Washington.
In New Orleans, two men and a woman were wounded when someone began shooting at the end of a parade to support the city's rebuilding effort.
It's discouraging to see that a couple of people could possibly mar what we were trying to do.
They came to enjoy this parade and it ends up like this.
Two teenagers have turned themselves in to face murder and assault charges in connection with last week's savage beatings of homeless men in Fort Lauderdale. One of the suspects is 18, the other is 17. In Washington, Ohio Republican Bob Ney is stepping aside as chairman of a powerful House committee. Ney's name has come up in the bribery case involving lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Ney insists he's done nothing wrong. Overseas, Harvard-educated economist Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has been sworn in as Liberia's new president. She's the first woman ever elected to lead an African country. This is CBS News.
Here's to you, my friend. We're not getting older. We're getting older. The aches, the pains. Maybe you need a new mattress. With my Tempur-Pedic mattress, I don't have aches and pains anymore. I feel refreshed and energized.
You have been a bit chipper lately.
It's the bed, not the birthdays.
Want a guaranteed better night's sleep? Call Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-816-2719 for a free better sleep video, a 90-day trial certificate, and a sample of the proprietary Tempur pressure relieving material. Call 1-800-816-2719 today. That's 1-800-816-2719.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom? Super Prostate Formula reduces nighttime urination and improves sleep. We're so confident that you'll be thrilled with Super Prostate Formula that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 1-800-414-2152. 1-800-414-2152. That's 1-800-414-2152.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Hey, we are dealing with slick, wet roads this morning, so you want to take it a little slower than usual, so give yourself plenty of time. So far, I had a couple accidents on the ramp from E-470 onto I-70. Crews are dealing with a rollover there now. And I-25, actually checking clear, coming down to Thornton North Glen. 6th Avenue looks good. I-70 and 225, they're doing okay. And around town, snowy roads, you want to give yourself time around the Boulder area. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, going to be a little slick. The Turnpike, actually looking good through Broomfield and Westminster now. Checking the forecast, a chilly day, highs only in the 30s or 29 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU offers bachelor's degrees for working professionals that can open a lifetime of opportunities, weekends and evenings and online, adultundergrad.du.edu. That's adultundergrad.du.edu.
Randy Rhodes.
This is so unhealthy. I can't. You have people who want to give this president more power. More power than he already has. At the same time, we have the most incompetent president of all time. You know what this is like? This is like your team has a crappy quarterback and they're going to pass on every play.
Total right nasty pass.
So as Americans, you better have a running game, like to Canada. I mean, that's how scary this guy is.
Catch Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Hostway.com, your small business website hosting provider. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. There have been angry protests in Pakistan over the U.S. airstrike early Friday morning near the Afghanistan border, targeting al-Qaeda members, including that group's second-in-command, Ayman al-Zawahiri, who is believed to be there. But in addition to whatever, if any, al-Qaeda people were killed, many civilians were killed, including women and children.
Why they are destroying the women and children, innocent children? Why are they destroying the whole cities?
More after this for Hostway.com. If, like many entrepreneurs, you have dreamed of launching your own online store, but have always held back because the prospect of creating an e-commerce website seems so daunting, HostwayBusiness.com wants you to know that it doesn't have to be that way. HostwayBusiness.com will design and launch your online store or redesign your existing store for as little as $399. Make your e-commerce dreams a reality. Let HostwayBusiness.com get started on your online store today.
With so many choices, how do you know which Medicare prescription plan is right for you? Walgreens can help. Bring a list of all your prescriptions to any Walgreens, and you'll get a free report that shows which of your prescriptions each plan covers.
My report really helped me pick the plan that's best for me. It even gave me all the information on how to sign up and the cost of each plan.
Walgreens accepts all major plans, including AARP, Medicare RX plan, and WellCare. Come in now for your report. You'll also receive $50 in coupons only at Walgreens. Information provided by Walgreens is not a substitute for your own health care research.
It is possible, though considered unlikely now by American and Pakistani officials, that the Friday morning raid killed Ayman al-Zawahiri. CBS News correspondent Joey Chen.
Well, you know, what U.S. officials would like to do is compare the remains found at the airstrike scene with the FBI database at Quantico, Virginia. They have a big DNA database there. They'd have to get permission of the Pakistanis to do it. And sources tell CBS that the very earliest they could expect remains here would be this Wednesday.
Meanwhile, the hunt goes on, says CBS News military analyst Colonel Mitch Mitchell.
If Zawahiri is not among those who were killed in the attack, we know he's still in the area somewhere, so it's just a matter of time before we get him.
And we've got to try, says Senator John McCain.
This guy has been more visible than Osama bin Laden lately. We regret it. We understand the anger that people feel. But the United States' priorities are to get rid of al-Qaeda, and this was an effort to do so.
McCain on the CBS News broadcast, Face the Nation.
We say that this war on terror has no boundaries. Clearly, al-Qaeda does not respect those boundaries, but I don't want to equate our behavior with theirs. But we have to go where these people are.
With regret, of course, says McCain.
It's terrible when innocent people are killed. We regret that. But we have to do what we think is necessary to take out al-Qaeda, particularly the top operatives.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
How can a child abused by his father, who escapes poverty to become a lawyer, marries a troubled woman, causes civil war with his election, loses two children, and suffers depression, become one of our greatest presidents ever? Lincoln. He fought two wars. One was in his head. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, on the History Channel, The Real Abe, Honest.
The Osgood File, January 16th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, my Lord. Are we up this morning? Is anybody out there during the No Power Hour? Are we alive? Good morning, 6:09, 9 minutes after a 6. High today, only 37, and they're calling for snow today. And I just saw little bits of it on the way to work this morning. Just little bits of snow. How about you, Turk? You running any snow this morning? Seemed like it wanted to start, didn't it?
I was actually worried. I woke up a little bit earlier thinking the roads might be kind of nasty this morning, but I cruised in just a little wet. I ran into a little snow. Only 2 inches. I was expecting about 6.
Yeah, so we'll see what the day brings. Snow-wise.
God here. Knows we need it.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk. So high today, only about 37. This is the No Power Hour. It's a unique hour in radio here where we candidly admit that we are not on full power, that we candidly admit that if we're lucky, we'll receive 3 phone calls in the next 60 minutes. Well, I'm lying. No, they actually the next 50-some-odd minutes. And for some reason on this Monday, this always comes up in the first 10 or 15 minutes of the program. For some reason this Monday, we're totally, Martin Luther King Day, 20-year anniversary of it, but we're totally and completely out of sorts here. John doesn't feel well. I feel better than I have felt. But there's always something, isn't there? Today I got to go get blood work done, so I can't eat. So I'm sitting in here at 10 minutes after 6:10, starving. All I can drink is this, water. Good. Not. All right. 303-713-7600. We invite you to jump in anytime during the low power hour. And you can jump in on anything you want to talk about, plus the stuff I'm talking about. And we will get to Martin Luther King Jr. We've got some pretty interesting polls out about how people look at the whole civil rights movement and how they look at where we are now as compared to when Martin Luther King Jr. started. Those of us that are old enough to remember his assassination, depending on when you were born, Because, you know, you got to keep that in mind the older you get. There are a lot of people out there who were not around when he was assassinated, or they were just born, and they don't remember all of that turmoil. And so you got to fill people in on that. Because they don't remember. And you know something? You start losing perspective the older you get, in the sense that you figure, well, everybody always knew about those things. Everybody knew about the turbulent year of 1968 and the turbulent year of 1967. And all of the things that went on in 68. And you could, you know, name, I mean, those years of 67 to 68 were some of the most turbulent, not only here in the United States, but also turbulent around the world. And a guy, I can't even think of this guy's name, once put out a book, this book's got to be 15, 16 years old, but it was called The Year of the Heroic Guerrilla, and what it did was it documented everything that happened in the year 67 to 68, all over the world. Not only what went on here in the United States with the assassination of Robert Kennedy, the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., the assassination of Medgar Evers, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, all of those things, Vietnam, all of those things going on, but it also took a look at things that went on throughout the world. Prague Spring. I don't know how many of you remember the Prague Spring. The student revolts in Paris in 68. What else? I'm trying to think of the Tet Offensive was in 68. I mean, all of these things happened. And it was so turbulent. And we have a tendency to think the times are very turbulent now. And for a lot of us, you know what? A lot of us, we follow this turbulence on this thing called television. So a lot of us were able to do something that our parents could never do, which our parents had to witness these events that happened around the world. In their generation, they would witness these events on radio. We got to see pictures. And so we saw these events on television. I mean, I don't know how many of you saw this, but when Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated by Sirhan Sirhan at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, I saw it on television live when it happened. I don't know how many of you did, but I did. I saw it on TV live. So that's how much this world has changed. Now, of course, we have the 24-hour cable news networks, and we've got all kinds of satellite and dish, and you've got all these other things going on in the Internet. So it puts you a lot closer, and information is acquired a lot faster than it was 20, 30 years ago. And those of us who are in our 40s and 50s, well, we start to take all this stuff for granted. You know, we assume that those of you that are younger, say if you're between the ages of 18 and 34, we take it for granted that we figure, well, you know what, you know all this stuff we're talking about. You know all this stuff about Martin Luther King Jr. You know all this stuff about what this country went through in the 60s and the turbulent times. And you know, there are even some people listening to this radio station who do not remember Watergate. Or had they've heard of Watergate, but they don't remember going through it. They don't remember sitting there watching the hearings day after day. There are a lot of people out there listening who just do not remember that stuff. So you always got to keep that in perspective, because this radio station has a tendency to draw progressives and liberals from all age groups. And a lot of times us older folks seem to forget this stuff. God, I never thought I'd live to hear the day where I'd be on the radio consider calling myself an older person. But I don't know. What year were you born, Turk?
I was born in 1974.
So you didn't even see Watergate. No, I have
missed
no,
it.
No recollection of I'm not a crook.
I've of course seen the videos, and I know my history.
Yeah, you just don't. But you weren't alive when it was going on.
I did not experience it. No, not firsthand.
So you had to learn all of that. And do they teach that stuff in the schools? They teach that in the history books?
Yeah, they do. But it's kind of in one ear, out the other. History wasn't my favorite subject back then.
Nice. Real nice. All right, 303-713-7600. If you want to talk about Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, you're going to talk about any of this stuff that we're into here this morning. about the idea that there is this kind of this phenomenal age gap here between younger people like John Turk and others who barely remember or were not alive when a lot of this stuff went down, to those of us who have sailed all the way through this and have seen it all unfold in television and have seen it all unfold before our very eyes in the media. And now, how much the media has changed from those days. It's the Low Power Hour, 6:16, 60 minutes after 6, AM 7:6.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at Riptide Hosting.
What would Lewis and Clark think today of the land they crossed 200 years ago? Walk with them and see what you discover at www.lewisandclark200.org.
A message from the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-771-7544 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our Omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our Omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-771-7544 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-771-7544.
They make food at 10 Star with passion. Like the habit-forming blue cheese bacon burger taco, a cook-to-order burger topped with bacon, crumble blue cheese, chipotle sauce, lettuce, and hand-battered fried onion strings, all placed into flour tortillas. 10 Star's menu certainly has a Southwestern orientation, but incorporates flavors from Texas and beyond. Drop by 10 Star in the Tech Center and join them for lunch, dinner, or for a cold beer or margarita and some spicy queso. Click on the banner in the player for directions. 10 Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Go, trust me. Call Foot Effects at 1-866-886-FOOT or stop by there in Westminster at 120th and Sheridan next to, and I can never say this place's name right, Chipotle. Oh, I did say it right, okay. Well, so get into Foot Effects and you'll feel the difference. And if you're one of these people listening this morning who spends a lot of time on their feet, on the job, or whatever the case may be, you got to go by Foot Effects.
If you have an adjustable rate mortgage, you might be taking risks with your family's biggest investment.
Homeowners, rates won't stay this low forever. Call the mortgage store today. Don't miss out on taking advantage of historic low rates.
The economy continues to improve.
And the Federal Reserve has begun to raise interest rates.
But right now, you can still lock in a low fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
The mortgage store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Here's what our customers had to say.
It was just so easy. I've never had a refinance so easy.
We close within days and saved over $350 a month.
We approve our own loans, so even if you've had some credit problems, you can still call us today and get a great fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and be sure to ask about the 6 months with no payment option. Open evenings and weekends. Call now. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
Purely, think in 2006 we're living that dream. We've come a long way since, like, for instance, I've been a kid. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6, AM 760. We've got some polls about this stuff. We'll get into it more. It's a low power hour here. MLK Day, 303-713-7600. A couple of lines open. Let's go to Deb, who's been hanging on in Loveland. Deb, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm hanging in here.
I heard that you're hanging in. I hope you'll feel a lot better and be able to drink more in water.
Well, you know what? Once I get past this blood-drawing ritual here, then I'll be able to go out and have a fat steak or something. All right, anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was born in 1942, and my family has been about civil rights since before, you know, since ever since I can remember. And they went to Harlem. We had friends who were black. I saw how people lived in Harlem, the rats that, you know, were running around on the streets and, of course, into people's homes. And friends that told us how they had to guard their babies and have, you know, not cats. The rats would eat the cats. They had to have vicious dogs to guard their babies. And why should people have to live like this?
Well, I don't think anybody, black, white, or Hispanic, or Asian, or many.
Nobody wants that.
Anybody of any color should have to live in poverty.
Abject
poverty breeds violence and just a whole wealth of social problems.
And then it was just the whole thing, and it was housing, jobs, salaries, health care, access to health care, freedom from harassment, not only from police, but in general, the press, you know, just the ability to go to a restaurant, to a park, just enjoy yourself, a ski resort, and you know, where we lived, the apartment we lived, it was for people of lower income, but it was pretty much all white. And, you know, although it was a humble apartment, you know, we were close to a couple of parks. And, you know, why shouldn't black people have those same rights?
Well, I think that the law has shown that they do,
exactly.
You know, you live in a town. I mean, you know, I've lived in cities that have heavily segregated past, like Chicago and Los Angeles and you know, San Francisco, and you know, it's wrong, and it's not right. And you had, you know, redlining and housing and blockbusting and all of this stuff going on. And you know, thank God we are where we are today, but I think still we have a lot more to do. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Eric in Denver. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Eric.
You know, most of that speech, what's amazing about it is he did it off the cuff. He wasn't reading anything.
Oh, yeah. You know, how does that compare with today's leadership that has to read everything?
Yeah, it's really phenomenal when you listen to that. What a man. Just a quick question. I wanted your opinion because I'm heading out to DIA here and had a few days to absorb the disaster that was the Alito hearings last week, and just wanted your thought because I've been out of the loop for a while. I watched most of the hearings, but I haven't heard much radio until I'm in my car today. Your thoughts on I think it was a huge setback for the movement. I just thought it was an unmitigated disaster. I don't know why these are the people who's, you know, the face of the party. I just wanted your opinion because I really hadn't been hearing much.
You're talking about the Democratic Party?
Right. You know, incoherent, angry people.
I don't think that that's the case. I think that they did what they could. I think they faced a nominee who was very sharp and not answering questions directly, who was very sharp and evading questions. I think you have a situation where
they just don't have the votes.
They don't have the votes. I mean, they tried. I mean, the things that they brought up about this guy were extremely disturbing. But, you know, that along with the mainstream media pounding on everybody day in and day out and, you know, helping in a lot of cases to discredit this stuff. And there are numerous examples of this kind of shoddy reporting going on. All you got to do is go to Media Matters for America, and there's a ton of examples from there. The latest one was one that NPR ran, which a lot of people who listen to this radio station listen to NPR, where Mara Liasson runs some story about Alito, and runs some story about the Republicans and the triumph of the committee and the whole thing, and never puts on one Democrat to ever refute what had gone on. But I think that the Democrats there, man, did the best job that they possibly could.
You thought Joe Biden did a good job?
Yeah, I think he did, you know, the best job he could. What could he? What else could he? Maybe he spoke a little bit too long. But you know what? He wasn't the only one that did that. I mean, Michael DeWine, who's a Republican from Ohio, who, by the way, is sitting in a very vulnerable seat. When I heard him, he asked one question, and the rest of the time he just spoke about himself and about how great Alito is. I mean,
I missed him.
But, you know, this idea that Alito gives these answers like, well, you know, I was a member of this concerned alumni. Princeton, I don't remember joining them. And, you know, even though they were on a 1985 job application, I mean, we could go on about all this stuff. I think they did the best job they possibly could. And I think they did the best job they could given the circumstances.
Jay.
All right, Eric, thanks. I really do. I mean, I don't know how much more you could expect out of them, given the circumstances. And it looks, you know, it does. It looks very, very grim when you sit there and think about the fact that the Democrats do not have the votes to stop this guy. And you've got Democrats who are stepping out, like Dianne Feinstein, who are saying, you know what, a filibuster is not in the best interests, and that we shouldn't engage in a filibuster, and that even though I don't agree with the nominee, that he should be on the Supreme Court, because I don't agree with him doesn't necessarily mean that he shouldn't be on the Supreme Court, and we're going to have to see now if the court's swings extremely conservative or extremely right-wing. I was disappointed in all of it too, but I just don't know what it is that we, or that the Democrats, or the progressives, or liberals, what could we have done that would have been any more effective? We questioned the guy. You know, they were good at stagecraft, the Republicans. That whole thing with Marthy Ann Alito crying was ridiculous. And you know, there was no senator at that time even attacking her husband. It was Lindsey Graham, who was praising her husband at the time she burst into tears. Lindsey Graham, who ought to know better in carrying water for this White House, because he's been screwed by the president so many times. And the latest deal was the thing that they struck. The latest deal was the compromise they struck about the Guantanamo detainees in court. He and Senator Carl Levin struck a deal, supposedly with the White House, that they couldn't challenge, that the White House would not challenge any of the current detainees who have court cases pending. And then what Bush did, which is what he did on the McCain torture amendment as well, he attached a signing note to the bill indicating that in the end, he has the constitutional authority to do whatever he chooses. So the end result is that Lindsey Graham got screwed by the White House. And it amazes me that people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham keep going there, and they keep getting that poison water. They keep drinking from that well, and they keep getting that poison water. And we got this guy, Alito, who must believe, I guess he believes in the unitary power of the president. So we're going to get stuck with him, because he's going to win confirmation. And then what? It's going to be a bad scene, but there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing at all. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. You can talk about the passing of Martin Luther King Jr., which we'll get more into as the morning rolls on, or anything else that may be on your mind here at AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We are seeing a couple of issues for the ride crews. I work in a rollover at E-470 and I-70. It's pretty slick right around that area, so take it slow. Also have a crash down south on I-25 near Happy Canyon, and just getting word of an accident on Kipling right at 470. Now, on the north end of town, south on I-25, starting to get busy coming out of the Thornton North Glen area. I-70 and 225, they're filling in, and we have snowy roads around town. Fiddles Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, starting to pick up. Turnpike seems to be doing okay through Broomfield and Westminster. And checking out the forks, going to be a little chilly today. Highs only in the 30s. We're at 29 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With double the amount of snowfall than last year, it's good to know that Arapahoe Basin season passes are still available. Adult season passes are only $219. For more information, call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or check out ArapahoeBasin.com.
Judge Alito.
I think Alito's going to be very careful.
Before we give you the keys to the car, we'd like to know where you plan to take us.
A judge can't think that way.
A number of very important issues.
For the real story and others, stay with AM 760, Progressive Talk. We'll be right back.
The Lee's team reminds listeners that there are an increasing number of families in our area, including many children and seniors, struggling just to make ends meet. We can help if we get involved. Please make a donation of food, clothing, school supplies, or toys to a local organization. Your generosity can help give an entire family the sense of security they really need. This is from Release Team in Denver, specialists in software configuration management using IBM Rational ClearCase and IBM Rational ClearQuest. Log on to ReleaseTeam.com.
If there was ever a month to make a big change in your life, January is it. So this January, why not go really big with custom LASIK by the world-class surgeons of Spivak Vision Center, currently celebrating our 25th anniversary. In honor of this big-time celebration, we're extending our $1,000 LASIK savings. Big savings, big vision, big change. Only at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. So don't wait. Get out there this year with custom LASIK at Spivak Vision Center and take advantage of our 25th anniversary $1,000 LASIK savings. When it comes to vision, it doesn't get any bigger than Spivak Vision, especially with our Spivak Lifetime LASIK Commitment. And our $1,000 savings makes it that much sweeter. But don't take my word for it. Call 303-C2020 and see for yourself. That's 303-C2020 for Spivak Vision, the only way to see.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. There's no experience more magical than falling in love with that one person that sees you, accepts you, and loves you passionately for who you really are.
She sees me more for who I really am.
eHarmony helped me find the love of my life.
Log on to eHarmony.com today and receive our new compatibility profile, a $50 value at no charge. eHarmony.com. Visit us today.
Who decided the best way to lose weight was by skipping things? Like breakfast. The truth is, studies suggest that breakfast actually plays an important role in weight loss, and that the calcium and nutrients in milk make breakfast work even harder towards helping you achieve a healthy weight. And including low-fat or fat-free milk with breakfast is a great way to get closer to your goal of 24 ounces a day. Still think skipping breakfast is a good idea? 24 ounces in 24 hours. Milk your diet. Lose weight. To learn more about the science, go to 2424milk.com.
Stick in it to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:33, 27 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 37, snow. J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Fighting what's left of the remnants of my cold. I want to bring this up, too, before I forget, and hopefully I'll be able to bring it up to you, too, a couple more times. So I'll remind people a couple more times. I don't know if this is going to get carried in the mainstream news, but if you've got access to C-SPAN, hopefully C-SPAN will carry it. Al Gore, who, as you know, beat George W. Bush by 500,000 votes in 2000 and still lost the election, thanks to the Supreme Court, is scheduled to give a major speech today in Washington about what he calls a constitutional crisis caused by George W. Bush and the NSA spying situation. And it's supposed to be a pretty stiff speech. And Gore's going to give it this morning sometime. Or it could be as late as this afternoon. Now, how much coverage the mainstream media will give this, I don't know. I found out about it simply by reading John Nichols' blog on the Nation magazine, nationmagazine.com. I think it's nation.com. Anyway, look it up. Nichols has got a little article in there, a little blog about it, a blog entry about the speech. And it's, I believe it's at Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. And ought to be pretty interesting because there's much speculation now about whether Bush should be impeached. Whether he broke the law, we'll have Elizabeth Holtzman on here Wednesday, who sat through the Watergate hearings as a congresswoman, and we'll ask her what she thinks about Bush and this latest stunt. And you know what? Bill Clinton can get impeached over a dress with a stain on it. George W. Bush engages in domestic spying without warrants. You don't think that you don't think it's a representation of the, that doesn't represent the breaking the law, and you don't think that this guy should. Should it be harshly questioned and possibly impeached over this? Because he did break the law. And I don't know how anybody can say that he didn't. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Whoops, I can't get him on there. Go ahead, Bob. Are you there?
Jay wanted to talk about energy policy. And last month, President Clinton was in Canada. And they were talking about global climate change, and he said the current administration is not willing to do Kyoto because it's bad for the economy. He said, no, they're just flat wrong. I agree with him. They are flat wrong. To have an energy policy that had us stop importing $300 billion of oil each year, what would happen if we had $300 billion pumped into our economy? There's enough.
Yeah, but I mean, how are you gonna stop importing that oil if we all rely on it?
Well, let's have a policy that encourages the use of solar energy. And
will that go for automobiles as well?
You betcha.
Solar-driven cars.
No, the way you do it is you make electricity out of the energy from the sun, and you convert water into hydrogen, and you burn
hydrogen fuel cells. Automobiles.
Absolutely.
But we're years and years and years away from that.
Well, then let's get started.
Well, I have no objections against that. I'm just saying that it's not a credible position to say that you can cut out oil importing or that you can reduce oil importing when right now at this particular time we rely on it.
Yes, and you're very right. But if we had a policy like we said there'll be a man in space in 10 years, we'll have fuel cells that run all our cars in 10 years, or maybe it's 15. But let's get started on it.
Well, I have no objections to that. I don't think anybody listening would have any objection to that idea.
And why don't we start pushing that as a party? They say Democrats have no ideas. Well, I'm a Democrat, and that's my idea.
Well, I have no objections to that either. I have no objections to any of those ideas. You just got to bring them forward. I have no.
Well, this is where I'm starting to bring it forward. Ken Salazar had an article last week saying somewhat the same thing, and maybe we're starting to push it. Well, this is an idea that's for the good of the country, and as Democrats, we should be pushing these kinds of ideas.
Yeah, I believe that was Ken Salazar and Tim Wirth who had that.
Yeah, that's right, Tim Wirth and Ken Salazar.
Yeah. Listen, I agree we need to do something, but I just don't think you can turn around and...
You can't do it overnight.
You can't do it overnight. You can't say, well, we're not going to take X amount of... You know, we've got to convert cars over. We've got to do all this stuff. It's got to be done on a, fairly...
Let's get started on it.
Well, I mean, I'm not objecting to getting started on it. I'm not saying that we shouldn't get started on it.
Yeah.
I'm all for getting started on it, but, all of these things, all these problems boil down to one thing. They all boil down to one thing. November of this year, if we get control of either the House of Representatives or we get control of the Senate, we can get something started. If we do not get control, then we are going to be assigned to the back seat like we have been.
Yeah, I'm tired of being in the back seat.
Well, and we're not going to be in control of this country's agenda. So people got to get rolling and got to start thinking about November 06. That's exactly what we got to do, man.
Yes.
All right, appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I mean, that's the cold, hard reality of it. For instance, Gore giving this speech today about Bush and about provoking a constitutional crisis because he felt he could get around the law, that the president had the power and his advisors feel that he has the power to get around the law and conduct these wiretaps. Or the simple subject of civil rights. With this Martin Luther King holiday. All of these things and everything that we discuss every day on this radio station, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all boils down to one thing. And this is why I get so frustrated with people who call up and will make a case about, well, the system is corrupt and voting essentially does no good and you shouldn't vote because you know what? Voting is the only recourse and the only remedy we have. You want to fix things? It's the only way we've got to go. We've got to band together, and we have to take control of either the House or the Senate, or hopefully both, to get something rolling. to address the inequities in this society, to address the things we think are wrong, to get a concrete energy plan, to get this president investigated for the things that he has done, including this latest thing with the NSA wiretapping. You know, if this NSA wiretapping story, if the New York Times had not held that story for a year, let's say they broke that story when they first got it, how do you think that would have affected the election of George W. Bush? If moderates and libertarian conservatives had come to realize that their government was spying on them, or that the government was engaging in spying without a warrant, without going to a FISA court, how many libertarian conservatives would have, A, stayed home or voted for a libertarian candidate? How many moderate Republicans or middle-of-the-road uncommitted voters would have voted for John Kerry? You know, shame on the New York Times for holding on to that story and buckling under pressure from the White House. But everything that we talk about here on this program and also on this radio station every day, 7 days a week, has got to do with voting and has to do with us getting involved and taking action. Because if we don't, things are not going to change. And we can call up here and have these complaint sessions all we want, but it's just not going to do any good. 303-713-7600. It's the low power hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, J. Marvin along with you. Good Monday morning to you. A little wet out there. Be careful on the roads. We'll be hanging out until 10 o'clock this morning, so stick around. Anything you want to talk about this morning? Want to follow up on that energy call or whatever else may be on your mind, including Martin Luther King Jr.? 303-713-7600.
AM760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we are seeing a few problems for the drive. Crews are working this rollover accident at E-470 and I-70. Pretty slick there, so you want to slow it down just a bit. Also have a crash down south on I-25. This one's near Happy Canyon. And just getting word of a wreck at Kipling and 470. And on the north end of town, south on I-25, starting to get busy coming out of the Thornton-Northland area into downtown. I-70 and 225 also filling in. And around town, dealing with snowy roads. Wills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93 starting to stack up. And the Turnpike doing okay at the moment through Bloomfield and Westminster. Now, under the forecast, going to be a cold one today. Highs only in the 30s. It's 29 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get a great low fixed rate home equity loan from Key and stop worrying about rising rates. Visit any Key Center or call 1-888-KEY-1234. Subject to credit approval. Key, equal housing lender.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
What I'm talking to you about is not a liberal or conservative issue.
It's truth or it's a lie.
It's morally right or it's morally wrong.
Ed Schultz on AM 760.
Who's responsible?
Progressive Talk.
Do you really know your past, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history, we'll send you a free report with fascinating facts on your family name at no cost to you. Call 1-800-300-3414. That's 1-800-300-3414. 1-800-300-3414.
6:45, 15 minutes in front of 7 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, if you're involved with a charity or you're the head of a youth group, why not call Rockies for free tickets to the Stock Show? That's right. While they last, Rockies is offering free tickets to charities and youth groups. And all you got to do is call Sergio at 303-426-4646. That's 303-426-4646. These are tickets to the 100th National Western Stock Show, and they've got tickets available for the Draft Horse Show. That's Friday, January the 20th at 7 in the evening, Saturday, January the 21st at 1 in the afternoon and 7 in the evening, and Sunday, January the 22nd at 12 noon. Tickets include general admission, and this is while supplies last. So if you're a member of a youth group or you're a member of a charity and you'd like to take a group of kids or whoever it is to see the Stock Show, you can do it for free by calling Rockies while supplies last. Get free tickets. Call Sergio at 303-426-4646. That's 303-426-4646. Rockies Autos. You know what? They're not only good people to buy automobiles from. And Mary and I can back that up, and so can our friends. But there are also people who do care about the community that they live and work in. And that's one of the reasons why they offer these tickets absolutely free to the 100th National Western Stock Show. Rockies Autos. Good folks to buy from, good folks to live and work with. Rockies, 63rd and Federal.
Start the new year off right with 2 days of 12-hour savings this Sunday and Monday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at CompUSA's two-day sale event. Get amazing deals on the sleekest, newest phones around this Sunday and Monday only at CompUSA. We got it, we get it.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear. Folks, when you think tires, think Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. Full service facilities. We run the Automotive Troubleshooter Show for Tom Martino. 303-771-9800. My name's Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 646. 13 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 37. Snow out there, so be extremely careful if you're driving to work. But State Representative Morgan Carroll, coming up after 7 o'clock, we'll talk about the legislative agenda and that's coming up. Well, that's we're into. We're starting to get into now in 2006, and we'll talk to her about that. And also, we'll get into this whole thing about racial progress and Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, and we'll talk about that. There's some other stories, though, that I got to squeeze in here before we run out of time. Here's this one. Check this out. Barely one in every five of former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay's constituents would vote for him if the election were held now, according to a newspaper poll released over the weekend. The Republican congressman, who lost his leadership post because of a felony money laundering charge against him, trailed Democratic rival and former Congressman Nick Lampson in the southeastern Texas district, according to the poll of 560 registered voters conducted by the Houston Chronicle. In the polling conducted Tuesday through Thursday, 22% of the respondents said they would vote for DeLay, 30% chose Lampson, and 11% favored Republican-turned-independent former Congressman Steve Stockman. Lampson's campaign manager, Mike Malise, says the poll suggests that people in the district want a congressman who will make headlines for the right reasons. And, of course, DeLay's spokeswoman, Shannon Flatterly, challenged the validity of the poll and said the result is contrary to the strong support we're seeing for the congressman throughout the district. Yeah, okay. Sure. So we'll see what happens to Tom DeLay. And speaking of all of these scandals going on, the Abramoff scandal and the other things happening, House Republican leadership has achieved its goal of separating Bob Ney, the committee chairman implicated in the scandal, the Abramoff scandal, from GOP efforts to change how Congress interacts with lobbyists and clients. With Ney's decision under pressure to temporarily step down from chairing the powerful House Administration Committee, the six-term Ohio Republican won't have any control over his party's efforts to stem the damage caused by disgraced GOP lobbyist Jack Abramoff. So they pushed him out of the way. Meanwhile, the Dems are ready to unveil their own code of conduct. They intend to unveil a sweeping plan this week to tighten Congress's code of conduct, including a ban on lobbyist gifts to lawmakers and a crackdown on special interest provisions slipped into legislation in the final moments before passage. Eager to claim the mantle of reform in the wake of the election year corruption scandal, Democrats will also propose doubling the current one-year cooling-off period that former lawmakers and senior aides must observe before they are allowed to lobby without restriction. So that's some pretty good news there. And I, you know what? I got to apologize for this. As I take a little sip of water. I can't figure out how the spelling out of this, how somebody gets Boehner out of this, but the guy's last name is spelled B-O-E-H-N-E-R. So it sure didn't look like Boehner to me, but in case you don't know who he is, He's an Ohio Republican, and I was mispronouncing his name, but he's an Ohio Republican who wants to be House Majority Leader. He helped expose abuses at the House Bank under Democrats, which the Democrats controlled a decade ago, and then embarrassed his own party with his dealings with lobbyists. Now, Boehner was forced to apologize in the mid-1990s for distributing checks from tobacco companies to his colleagues as they worked on the House floor. And more recently, he was scrutinized for accepting donations, parties, and trips from Sallie Mae, the nation's largest provider of student loans, as it lobbied the House Education and Workplace or Workforce Committee, which Boehner heads. Now, he has routinely accepted trips over the past 5 years that were paid for by special interests and often took along his wife, Debbie. For instance, he took three trips in a single year to Florida. They were all corporate trips paid for by corporate interests. And just this month, Boehner refused to return donations he got from American Indian tribes represented by Jack Abramoff, the lobbyist, of course, at the center of the influence peddling investigation. Many other lawmakers have given the money back or donated the money to charity. Boehner has a daunting challenge convincing GOP colleagues that he is the best candidate to move the party from the ethics and stain created by the money laundering indictment of former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. And, of course, Abramoff's guilty plea. Veteran Congress watchers are dubious. So, is this the best guy to squash the scandal or try to get the GOP to move on? I don't think so, since he himself has got links. But Boehner is, I guess, how people were pronouncing it. And I didn't see it being, I couldn't get Boehner out of that spelling. Just couldn't get it out of there at all. And it's going to be very interesting to see where all of this stuff goes. And, indeed, how many legislators get taken out by this Abramoff scandal. And you know what? The Republican spin is in heavily on this. That it's a Democratic deal. Here's Bob Ney.
If this in any way gives people a bit of uncomfortable feeling with me chairing a committee, then it's my duty, frankly, to the nation and to the people of my district to just step aside as chairman and continue my duties as a regular member of Congress.
I'd like to have him as your congressman. Here's some more Bob Ney.
The false allegations have become a bit of a distraction, and they're talking about lobby reform. So, you know, I don't want to hurt the institution. This goes beyond my party. I don't want to hurt the institution.
Yeah, right. Does anybody believe that? These, false allegations, and I don't want to hurt the institution. Well, you know something? You should have thought of that before you got your ass into this problem.
I've done nothing wrong, but obviously because of the controversy, some people have some heartburn, so I will be their Rolaid.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And Bob Ney is indicated as official A. Excuse me, in the Abramoff indictment. You want to hear that one again? Let's hear it again. It's too good to let go.
I've done nothing wrong, but obviously because of the controversy, some people have some heartburn, so I will be their Rolaid.
Oh, man. Have you no shame, Robert Ney of Ohio? But Dennis Hastert forced him out of his position, so we'll see exactly what happens here with the Republicans. And they are working very, very hard to spin this as being a bipartisan situation when it's really not. And I talked about the distinction last week about this, that no Democrats, and Howard Dean made this point too, no Democrats at any time have accepted money directly from Jack Abramoff. None. Now, have they gotten money from Abramoff's clients? Sure. But those clients routinely contribute to a lot of people. Now, you have to make up in your own mind whether there's a big difference here. Well, you have to make up in your own mind whether it is the same as getting money directly from Abramoff. Is that the same thing? Is taking money from Abramoff's clients the same thing as getting money from Abramoff directly? Because that's what defenders of the Democratic side are saying, that they did not receive any money. They didn't receive any money directly from Abramoff, but from Abramoff's clients. which, if you're a senator and you were in a state which has Native American Indian gambling interests, that would pretty much be par for the course, wouldn't it? That they would contribute? I'm not saying that it's right. I'm not saying that special interests, that collective groups of people like that can buy more attention and get more attention out of a legislator, out of a senator, out of a congressman, than you or I could get. I'm not saying that's ideal in the way it should be, but that's the way the American system is, and we should change it. I think that's true. But is there a difference between getting money directly from Abramoff and then getting money from one of Abramoff's clients? So does everybody have the same taint, yes or no? And I've never really had that question adequately answered, at least not here, not at AM 760. Because I think there is a difference. I don't like the whole lobbying thing to begin with. And the closest I've ever come to asking any official about this directly, and I should have asked Mark Udall the last time we had him on, but now Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, when he was a congressman and he was running for that Senate seat, and I asked him, I said, do you think it's right that if you could just name some big company, I can't remember the name I used at the time. But do you think it's right that if so-and-so gives you $100,000 or whatever the limit is or whatever the limit was at that time, and this is like 10 years ago or 7 or 8 years ago, do you think that that's right that if they give you a large campaign contribution and I give you a small one because that's all I can afford, and if I call you on the phone, and they call you on the phone, and you have a choice between which call to take, you're going to take their call instead of mine because they contributed more money? Do you think that's fair? Do you think that's right? And the only answer he could really give me was, and it's one of the few times I've ever been disappointed in an answer from him, one of the few answers he could give me is, well, I would talk to them because that's the way the system works. He's also the same guy who on public television once called me a bomb thrower. All right, we're going to talk to Representative Morgan Carroll about what's going on with the state legislature and how that affects you and I and her agenda and the Democratic agenda. We'll talk about that coming up as well as Martin Luther King Jr. Day here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Einstein Brothers Bagels, we think a routine morning is no way to kick off your day. At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we think a routine morning is no way to kick off your day. How do you know if your morning is routine? Let me help. Wake up, routine. Wake up in an igloo, unroutine. Brush your teeth, routine. Let an attractive member of the opposite sex brush your teeth, unroutine. Assuming you're not a pop-punk guitarist on tour in Eastern Europe. Driving to work, routine. Dancing to work, unroutine, but extremely time-consuming. Reheated, sloppy, fast-food breakfast, routine. Fresh-baked power bagel, unroutine. Fresh-baked power bagel eaten with one hand while fighting ninjas with the other and sipping a cup of darn good coffee through a straw? Yeah, now we're talking. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spinach and bacon breakfast panini served on grilled ciabatta bread. Try one today with a cup of our darn good coffee. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
AM 760.
Jay Marvin.
Al Franken.
Ed Schultz.
Randy Rose.
The Majority Report.
And Mike Malloy.
Your progressive station.
KKZN. Fortin. Denver. Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
This plan doesn't cover my prescription.
And he's not alone. It's a problem for hundreds of thousands of people who've enrolled in the new Medicare drug benefit. CBS's Peter Mayer is here to tell us what the White House is doing to help them.
The government's now ordering insurers under the new Medicare drug plan to provide 30-day supplies of prescriptions to beneficiaries who've been unable to get their drugs since the new plan started. The coverage gap affects millions of low-income people automatically move from Medicaid to Medicare. The AARP's John Rother sees an end to the hassles.
We're convinced that a few weeks will permit the problems to be worked through and the program will work as intended.
The New York Times reports that federal order to insurers takes effect immediately. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Let me stay.
King Day observances will be taking place today from coast to coast, live to CBS's Dan Revive in Washington.
Where President Bush will attend a musical commemoration this afternoon. There will be a march, later a concert in Memphis, where Martin Luther King Jr. was murdered in 1968. In Atlanta, his hometown, the mayor, Shirley Franklin, is urging action for more progress.
The legacy of Dr. King lives in each one of us, whether you're a mayor, whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're just a next-door neighbor trying to help new families in the community.
Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
An American military helicopter's gone down north of Baghdad. There's no word on the fate of the two-man crew, whether they were shot down. The chopper was flying a combat patrol at the time. Prosecutors in the Charlotte area may ask for the death penalty in the case of a woman accused of setting the fire that killed her two children. CBS's Peter Combs has that.
In 911 tapes released over the weekend, 40-year-old Lisa Louise Green tells a dispatcher she awoke early Tuesday morning to the smell of smoke. But from the start, firefighters say it didn't add up. Now Green is charged with murder and arson. Peter Combs, CBS News, Charlotte.
Barring an 11th-hour stay, California's oldest death row inmate is scheduled for execution at San Quentin Prison exactly 18 hours from now. Clarence Allen, who turned 76 today, is wheelchair-bound, legally blind, and nearly deaf. His lawyers say executing Allen for ordering three murders would be cruel and unusual punishment. Patricia Pendergrass, the sister of one of the victims, doesn't see it that way.
I want him off the face of this earth so he cannot hurt anyone else ever again.
Two Fort Lauderdale teenagers wanted in connection with last week's vicious attacks on homeless men have turned themselves in to face charges. WFOR-TV's Samari Stone says those charges include murder because one of the men died.
Police received 100 tips from the public. That helped identify the suspects, and then authorities zeroed in on them. Police communicated with the suspects, and then they surrendered.
This is CBS News.
I thought you were done with our taxes.
I am, but now TurboTax can help us get even more from our tax refund.
Really?
Yeah. With TurboTax, we can use all or part of our refund for gift cards with a bonus of 10%, 20%, or more at over 50 major retailers.
Wow.
We can get more from the places where we'd spend our money anyway.
A bonus on top of our refund? I'm thinking power tools.
Or some new shoes.
DVD player.
Dinner out.
Barbecue grill.
New laptop.
Vacation.
Ugh, vacation.
Please apply. Learn more at TurboTax.com.
Hey, it's me, Regis Philbin. Know what's great about hosting a national talk show? You hear the latest health and nutrition information. That's why I was surprised to find out that a great thing you can do to help promote a healthy heart comes from something I've loved my whole life. Welch's 100% grape juice. Yeah, the same delicious grape juice we all grew up on is actually good for your heart. Because Welch's is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar. It's even certified by the American Heart Association. Welch's 100% grape juice. The most delicious thing you can do for your heart.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are seeing some snow flurries coming down in some spots around town, and we're seeing a couple problems. Have a multi-car crash eastbound C-470 at Kipling, so expect crews there. Also south of town have another accident, this one south on I-25 at Happy Canyon. Now to the north, south on I-25, starting to bunch up as you come out of Thornton Northbound, running heavy from 104th down to the turnpike. Then we slow again from I-70 to Spear. And south on 225, looking at brake lights from Parker Road right into the tech center. Now around town, dealing with some snowy roads, you want to slow it down just a little bit. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, they're stacking up. Turnpike now bunching up eastbound from Federal over to Pecos and on to the forecast. Going to be a chilly one today. Highs only in the 30s. We're at 29 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Your passion, their commitment. For women who own a business, Key for Women is the perfect match. Visit key.com/women to learn all the ways their dedicated specialists help make dreams come true. Key, achieve anything.
Tonight on part two of the season premiere of 24.
These people are going to continue to kill hostages.
The all-new non-stop season of 24 continues tonight on Fox.
It all starts tonight at 7 on Fox 31.
Start the new year off right with 2 days of 12-hour savings this Sunday and Monday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at CompUSA's 2-day sale event. Get amazing deals on the sleekest, newest phones around. This Sunday and Monday, only at CompUSA. We got it, we get it.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:05. 5, 5 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 37, snow throughout the day, and it is snowing now, depending on where you are along the Front Range. All right, the legislative session is underway. We're going to talk with Representative Morgan Carroll and what she's got going for this her legislative agenda for the 2006 session. And we'll also ask her about bipartisanship and referendum C money. And Morgan, good morning, and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
All right, or should I call you Representative Carroll? Maybe that would be better.
You should call me Morgan.
All right, first of all, bipartisanship, how long will it last, and how long does it usually last in these legislative sessions?
Well, being new myself, there's what I hope and what I fear here a little bit. I actually think that the governor had the right idea along with the speaker. I think both of them had some pretty bipartisan messages. I can't say the same for the minority leader. It was pretty stingingly partisan.
Are you talking, is that Mr. Stengel you're talking about?
That would be Mr. Representative Joe Stengel. I felt his was really just extremely confrontational for an opening season of remarks, which is, you know, if that sets the tone, I think it's going to be a cantankerous session. If we can follow Speaker Romanoff and Governor Owens' lead, I think we may actually be able to get some stuff done.
And what about the referendum C money?
That's a good question. That's going to be a continuing theme throughout the whole session here. The most exciting thing I think that the referendum C money is going to be able to help with is we're going to be restoring funding to early childhood education. And what we love about this is we know we have some programs that if you invest early, save us money down the road later. These are really places for smart investment. So we've been having a lot of budget briefings on exactly how we can make sure every bill that we appropriate, in fact, fits squarely with what we said we'd be spending with C. So there will be some projects and some ideas out there that, in fact, we can't fund or won't fund. Even if they're good ideas, we're going to have to be pretty disciplined to stay within what we promised to do on C. But just a reminder for the listeners out there, we're talking about the revenues we'll be retaining that we would have otherwise had to give back will be earmarked for a third K-12 education, a third higher ed, and a third towards health care. And then there's 10% that was going to go towards repayment of D-bonds. And that money right now is sort of being evaluated to decide how much should go for transportation, how much else can go to higher ed and health care.
But there's this, isn't there this wrangle between other priorities and roads that may be going on?
There definitely is. You know, it's not unusual for the governor's budget to be different from what the legislature's budget is. So in some sense, that's business as usual. It's taken on a higher profile because, of course, there was an unusual coalition between the legislature and the governor's office on pulling out the compromise. This is just my opinion, I think the amount of transportation money the governor's asking for is outside of what we had given as parameters out to the voters, and I really think what it is it's disappointment that D didn't pass. He's right that we have huge capital development needs in the state and major transportation needs. But I think if we were to go truly with the governor's package here, we'd be already stepping outside of what we told the voters we'd do.
7:09, 9 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk, Representative Carroll Morgan on the line with us. And she is a Democrat from the Aurora area. And we're talking about the 2006 legislative session, which is going on now. And you've got some bills pending there that you're going to introduce. One of them is whistleblower protection. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. This is actually a bill that I ran last year, and I'm bringing back this year. This bill gives whistleblower protection to workers in Colorado, specifically to health care workers who report substandard medical treatment. And there's a couple reasons this is important. First of all, we are facing record infection rates. The medical negligence and the medical error rates in this state and in this country are alarming, and in some places actually can compete and outpace with third world countries. We have a profound incentive to silence. There's really a code of silence between medical professionals. It's really hard to get this information out, and at the end of the day, that's very bad for public safety and drives up the cost of health care. For the brave men and women who are actually there, who do see problems that should be reported, the very last thing that they should be facing is a retaliatory termination or being fired as a result of doing the right thing for public health.
Hmm. Yeah, well, you know what? Well, in my opinion, whistleblowers should always be protected. Anybody who's got enough, you know, what's the word I'm looking for here? Enough
chutzpah,
morals. I'm not sure what that would be, but to be able to stick their neck out, come forward, and try to right a wrong through speaking out about it, they definitely deserve some big time protection.
I do too, and you know. What we saw last year is that the hospitals and the medical providers came in and opposed this, and you know, I've been rather eager to ask the question straightforward. I mean, are you telling me that you would really like the right to fire your workers for complying with basically public health and safety requirements? You know, when we hear about this so-called crisis in medical care, what we know for a fact is that a very small number of bad actors in medical negligence are repeating the same thing over and over and over again. There is no reason any of us have any incentive to protect those very few that are both a public health and safety problem and are driving up insurance premiums and are driving up the cost of health care and hurting people. You know, it's, I'm not saying I know exactly how common it is, but we do know that when we see it, that, you know, covering it up is not good for anybody.
No, it sure isn't. Let's talk about a couple of things here that are in the news a lot. Most of these, I mean, this topic's in the news on a federal level, but it goes on not only federal but state and local as well. And you've got a lobbying reform bill. Let's talk a little bit about that, since most people, I think, would agree, whether they're Republicans, Democrats, independents, in the middle, liberal, conservative, wherever you stand, I think most people agree that government needs to be cleaned up.
Oh, boy, do I agree. I've actually got three good government cleanup bills, and the lobby reform is one. And I was listening earlier on your show, Jay. This is timely. You know, this is just overdue, and we really have no excuses. And Colorado needs to make sure that we keep our house clean. We don't have the degree of problem that they have in D.C., but that doesn't mean that we don't have real problems here, and I don't want to wait for it to get any worse than it already is. We have a situation where lobbyists outnumber lawmakers about 11 to 1, and there's a Center for Public Integrity rates each of the states, and Colorado was at risk for receiving a failing grade because we had some loopholes and some things that were missing in our disclosures. So, for example, right now there's no cooling-off period required in Colorado at all for elected officials before they go into lobbying. So my bill would put in a cooling-off period. My bill would also deal with some conflicts of interest, for example, between, you know, say someone who's married or dating someone who's a lobbyist and a lawmaker. My bill would also step up disclosures so that they have to report the bill numbers and the positions they're lobbying for and against. So if my bill passes, the public could go onto the Secretary of State's website, click, for example, Senate Bill 1, read what the bill is, and see exactly who was lobbying for it and who was lobbying against it.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, it's a really key piece for accountability, because I think you will find a rather disturbing trend to see how many lobbyists weigh in for or against a particular bill very, very, very often controls the outcome of whether that bill winds up living or dying. Then, since they have such a powerful impact on public policy in the state, I think the public should have a right to see what their fingerprints are on the bill. We don't really have an option to get in there and do anything different if we don't even... We've made it such an invisible part of the process right now. It's just too powerful to leave behind the scenes here. So we're fixing disclosures, conflicts of interest, cooling off period. You know, what we do up at the Capitol is far too important to have this be done backdoor.
Do you think it has any chance of passing?
Well, you know, it's a long shot. I don't mind a long shot. I think it's the right thing to do. It'll be curious to see, you know, if this falls on party lines, if it doesn't fall on party lines, if the governor will veto this or not, because the bill also includes the executive branch. You know, recently in the news, it's not only been issues with lobbying, but we also saw a revolving door out of the governor's office into paid lobbying positions. So, you know, there's a lot of people who are looking at future job security that my bill might interrupt.
Hmm.
Right now it's a little early for me to know who's going to push back, but I think this has a chance, although I think it's a little bit uphill. It's going to take a lot of work, and the more public pressure that the lawmakers here, if the more public outcry of, look, we want this transparency, we want this accountability, we want cooling off periods, we don't want lobbying corruption in Colorado, then I think that helps my chances of it getting passed.
All right, one last one here. The Clear Campaign Act of 2006.
Yeah, the Clean Campaign Act is really getting out of we have defiled our campaign and election process so much with just smear campaigns, mud, and it took a little while to figure out, okay, we have a very valuable First Amendment in this country. We have broad protection for First Amendment. So what can we do to clean up our campaigns without violating the First Amendment? What this does is, just for sake of your listeners here, a lot of this behind-the-scenes money in politics now is being driven into what's called 501c4s or 527s, which refer to sections of the IRS code. And because they aren't seen strictly as candidate committees and so forth, they basically have almost no disclosure requirements at all. And the reality is those are the folks calling the shots. They can take unlimited contributions. They can take corporate contributions. So what's happening is we have an anonymous force out there with huge amounts of money that can basically say or do anything they want, and it's really had its impact on our elections. So what the Clean Campaign Act does is it requires for every election material that goes out, you need a responsible point of contact. The First Amendment does not protect fraud, libel, slander. You need to know who is saying this so that you can check the facts, basically. We also require that candidate committees and so forth report their campaign finances with the Secretary of State. So the other thing the bill does is it requires me to sub-itemize. If I do a mailing against my opponent, for example, for $10,000, that's another category. I would have to sub-itemize that in my disclosures now. And what that would tell you, it's a good proxy for who's running a negative campaign, because I'm not likely to spend $10,000 talking about how fabulous my opponent is. So it would give the public a way to actually go up on the site and see who's spending what on negative campaigns. It would have a responsible point of contact so that you can't hide behind, you know, the Citizens for a Better Tomorrow or whatever, but nobody knows what it is. And my hope is that at least through exposure and disclosure that we might at least be able to bring a little bit of dignity and accountability back into what's being said by whom.
Chance of passage?
Low.
But at least you're going to give it a try, right?
Yeah, you know what? We got to do it right, and sometimes it takes more than once, and I think it's fitting that today's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I mean, you know, he didn't get his wish the first time he asked for it either. We got to, you know, those of us out there that have a vision of what we think things should be like, we have to be persistent, and no, I don't think we always get it the first go, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't fight for it.
All right. Representative Morgan Carroll, from a legislator, for a Democrat from Aurora, thank you so much for being on the program. And Morgan, as always, it's good to hear from you.
Thank you, Jay. It's good talking to you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. There's Representative Morgan Carroll about the legislative session, and we'll see how acrimonious it gets. And a lot of these ideas she's got, these bills she wants to introduce, are good ones. We'll get into the poll here about how most see significant racial progress, but blacks are the most skeptical. Only 66% felt that way. And we'll talk about that and break it all up down on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And you can join in on the discussion about race, not only here in the state of Colorado and along the Front Range, but also in the country. 303-73-7600 is 719, 19 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Still around town dealing with some snowy roads, so you want to take it a little slower than usual now. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all busy, so is Arapahoe, Broadway, and Bayside, and the Turnpike now slows eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Now southbound I-25, slow go from 104th to the Turnpike, then we bunch up again between I-70 and Spear, and then down south have this accident working southbound I-25 at Happy Canyon. Also have this multi-car crash working eastbound C-470 at Kipling, so expect a slow ride there. Checking out the forecast, going to be chilly today. You want to bundle up. Highs only in the 30s. We're at 29 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Regency Windows. If you were shocked at your last energy bill, here's a tip. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The Bristol window uses state-of-the-art engineering to keep the heat out in the summer and the heat inside in the winter. And they're beautiful to look at. Register online to win a house full of windows absolutely free at bristolwindows.com or call Regency at 303-233-0833.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-600-4222. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-600-4222. 1-800-600-4222.
Can't stand George W. Bush? Do Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe? At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Hi, I'm John. Like most moms, my wife Maggie makes sacrifices for the kids and me every day. After reading an article about another mom from Florida who lost 100 pounds using all-natural H57 Hoodia, she decided to finally do something for herself. She tried H57 Hoodia, and it worked. I've never seen her happier. Since she started taking H57 Hoodia, we can't keep up with her. Look, to me, she's always been beautiful, but now you can tell she feels that way, too. Thanks, H57. I love seeing Maggie smile.
Call now and try H57 Hoodia risk-free at 877-H57-DIET or visit myh57.com.
Danica Patrick is one IndyCar driver that puts safety first.
In real life, I'm my own pit crew. No one's in my garage to top off my windshield wash or change my wiper blades. You gotta look out for yourself.
And the ride washing blades make it easy to look out for yourself. The superior cleaning ability of new Mr. Clean windshield wash and wiper blades will help your windshield stay clearer and your family stay safer.
I do it myself, but really, I couldn't do it without Mr. Clean.
Get the clean you've trusted for more than 40 years. Now in a premium windshield wash and wiper blade. Now available at a retailer near you.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Twenty-two minutes after 7. Good morning. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. High of 37. Snow outside. I'm looking out the window now. I can see snow on the rooftops, but I can't tell how much snow is actually coming down out there.
It doesn't look like it's snowing, but looks like we have about an inch to 2 inches maybe here in the tech center.
Yeah, it was just a little bit. I mean, hardly. You could hardly see it this morning when I was coming in. Anyway, if you're out there on the highways, be extremely careful. A lot of you don't have to work today because of Martin Luther King Day. And as I was saying during the first hour, the No Power Hour here about Martin Luther King Day, many of us in this country remember that whole civil rights struggle. Many of us remember Martin Luther King being assassinated. Many of us remember all of the things that unfolded in the years 1967 and 68 and how turbulent those years were with the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., Bobby Kennedy, Medgar Evers, the Tet Offensive, all the things that went on. And when you open up the subject of race, particularly when you start to talk about a race or talk about race on the radio, it's an extremely hard topic to do, and it can be very, very touchy. Now, the majority of the people who listen to AM 760, I assume, I don't know this for a fact, but I am willing to assume, based on the callers that we get, I assume the majority of the people who listen to this radio station, that's you, I assume the majority of us who participate in this radio station, the majority of us are white. That we're not African-American, that we're not Hispanic. We may have some African-American listeners, and we get them African-American callers from time to time, but majority of the people who are involved here are white. So when you start talking about race, what ends up happening is you start to look at it, from an inherently white perspective. I got lambasted by an emailer. This was about 6, 7, 8 months ago. For talking about racism on the air, basically saying that I never understood it. That I wasn't raised that way. I wasn't raised to be racist towards somebody else. And this person was saying, well, you're white and you're inherently racist, and was getting into this whole thing. Very angry email. Which I, you know, back in the days before I took my New Year's resolution, I fenced back and forth with this person for a while. But where I grew up, and I don't know about you, but where I grew up, we were economically segregated to a certain extent. There weren't that many African Americans, but I grew up in a situation where there were a lot of Hispanics. And the schools were integrated. We went to school together. And we dated. And so it was considered no big deal. But looking at where we are now as compared to where we were, say, in 1962 or 63, there's several polls out this morning. One of them says that most Americans believe there has been significant progress in achieving Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream of racial equality, although blacks are more skeptical. This is according to an AP Ipso poll. Racial integration has swept across much of American life, and blacks have gained economic ground since the height of the Civil Rights Movement 2 decades ago. The government established a federal holiday in honor of the slain civil rights leader. I kind of ran all that sentences together. Let me give that to you again. Racial integration has swept across much of American life, and blacks have gained economic ground since the height of the Civil Rights Movement. 2 decades ago, the government established a federal holiday in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. On some measures, such as annual income, blacks have closed the gap considerably with whites over the past few decades, census figures show. The progress for blacks may have stalled, however, and some even fear a possible backlash. We've made great progress over the last 50 years, said Julian Bond, who's national chairman of the NAACP. Progress has always been a stop and start and sometimes back up, but we're holding in a holding pattern right now. Three-quarters of those surveyed say there's been significant progress on achieving King's dream, but only 66% of blacks said they felt that way. Only 23% of respondents say they will do anything to commemorate the national holiday that took effect in 1986 after a lengthy campaign in Congress to honor King. A solid majority of blacks, 60%, say they will get involved in holiday activities. Some say the civil rights movement sparked a backlash that could see reverse gains. Among those concerns are efforts to require a voter ID card in Georgia, the expected confirmation of conservative Judge Samuel Alito to the Supreme Court, immigration effect on the job market for blacks, and an expanded fight next year over the reauthorization of the Voting Rights Act. All right, so and this is a really big open-ended question here at 27 minutes after 7 here on AM 760. How far do you think we've come, and do you think we've come far enough? And just your view about race in particular at 303-713-7600. First is, what about your view of integrated marriage, of racially mixed marriage? Now, you know, a long time ago, and when I say a long time ago, 40, 50 years ago, that was totally taboo. How about it today? If your son or daughter married somebody of another race, would it upset you? Would it concern you? Would you even care? Or would you take the position that as long as they're in love, I don't really care who they marry? How about black friends? If you're white, how many African-American friends do you have? I don't have many. But then again, I don't have many friends, period. So I wouldn't be a really good example. But these are some of the things that we should look at. How many of you have black bosses? Now, in this business, in radio, I had white bosses for years. And the only female bosses I've ever had have been here, when I've worked here, along the Front Range. It's the only time I've ever had any female bosses. And I had an African-American boss in Chicago. And it worked out fine. I mean, he was extremely, extremely fair. But the thing I noticed, that I had been in the business, I would say somewhere in the neighborhood of, 25 years. And that was the first time I can ever remember having an African-American for a boss. So it did point to some progress, because it was a new experience. And it was a new experience for a lot of the white employees that I worked with. And as I said, this guy was unscrupulously fair. I mean, he was fair down to the centimeter. So if you want to ask those questions about you want to answer those questions, I guess I should say, about interracial marriage, do you have an African-American boss? Have you ever had an African-American boss? About how many black or African-American friends you have or Hispanic friends? 303-713-7600, two lines open. We'll take your calls coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Right now, Progressive Traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We are seeing some trouble this morning. Westbound 6th Avenue slows with a crash. It's tied up the left lane approaching Indiana. And eastbound C-470 loaded up from Ken Carl now. That's because of its multi-car crash at Kipling. Also have a new one coming in, eastbound C-470 at Morrison. It's real slick in that area, so you want to slow it down just a little bit. If it's SOPA on the highway, northbound I-25 approaching 6th Avenue, so watch for that. It's off to the shoulder. Stop on I-25, bunching up from 104th into downtown. Now busy through T-Rex and dealing with snowy roads around town. Whittles Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, they're all busy. Turnpike looking at brake lights eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. On that's going to be a cold one today. Highs only in the 30s. We're at 29 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With double the amount of snowfall than last year, it's good to know that Arapahoe Basin season passes are still available. Adult season...
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-1320. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-1320. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-220-1320. 1-800-220-1320.
Need something to complete your indoor game room? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and get a multi-game table with poker, blackjack, and bumper pool all in one. Or do you need prime seating to watch all of the upcoming sports action? Then check out the iJoy Robotic Massage Chair. If you're a workout buff, then the New Balance Recumbent Exercise Bike is for you. All this and more is available at MileHighMarket.com. Buy today and receive an extra 5% off and free shipping to your door. MileHighMarket.com, powered by Gately's.
3-548-1414.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside.
Joseph.
Thought maybe you've lost us. 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 37. And snow out there. J. Marvin, AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the state of race relations in this country. Poll says that most see significant racial progress. However, blacks are skeptical. Only 66% feel that way. And we're talking on the Martin Luther King Jr. Day today. And, you know, I was thinking about it, my own self. I don't even think I live in an integrated neighborhood. You know, asking these questions about race, like, for instance, interracial marriage or do you have a black manager or boss or supervisor? You know, or Hispanic, I guess you could even put that in there, too. Or any minority, for that matter. Or how about the neighborhood you live in? Is the neighborhood you live in integrated? My neighborhood is not integrated. That's not to say that there's some kind of redlining going on and that there's you know, some kind of effort to keep African-American, Hispanics, and other minorities out of my neighborhood. There just does not seem to be any African-Americans living in my neighborhood. And how about African-American or Hispanic friends? Some? Few? A lot?
Jay, are you talking about your place up in Boulder that you're living in right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of got the same thing. I live down here in Highlands Ranch, and it is not integrated at all. I mean, you'd be very hard-pressed to find, you know, just driving around down in Highlands Ranch to see an African-American or a Hispanic. I mean, it's just, it seems like, and like you said, no redlining or anything like that. It just seems like it's a white, predominantly white neighborhood. I don't know why.
Excuse me. You know, I don't either. You know what? That drives me crazy. I like living in, you know, I like living in integrated neighborhoods. I like living in an integrated atmosphere, of which Mary and I once lived in.
Well, pretty soon you'll be living in an integrated neighborhood again, real soon, won't you?
Well, we're moving. But I just wonder about all of this. 303-713-7600. There's a couple of lines open. Let's go to the phones, and we'll go to Matt in Longmont. Matt, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Whoop, are you there?
I'm here, Matt.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Okay.
Good to chat with you.
Nice to have you on.
Hey, you know, during the break there, you played a little segment from Dr. King's speech. And, you know, every time I hear it, it gives me goosebumps, and it fills me with pride as an American. Just as an American, and I think we were very lucky in to have him as part of our history, and he was the right man at the right time that really made a lot of changes. I know I grew up in the Midwest in Gary, Indiana, and during the 60s I was in elementary school, and my brothers and my two older brothers worked in the steel mills there, and it was just that, you know what, racism comes down to a household-by-household item. And back then, I would go to school and listen to the nuns. I went to Catholic school, the nuns singing about racial equality. The young nuns were against the war and everything. And then I would go home and hear my older brothers from the steel mill using N-word this and N-word that. And it was very creepy, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It was just, it was not nice, and but that's how it is. You know, it's a thing that's handed down from parent to child, and it grows, and you have to consciously stop that effort. Like, I do not preach any sort of racism at all in my household. I never will, and I take a day like today with Martin Luther King Day, and we're going to watch, you know, the TV shows that'll show him, and it shows the special things that were accomplished, and I put that into my children's head and let them know that no man is better because of the color of his skin. And you know, when you get to neighborhood to neighborhood out here in Longmont, you know, it's not so much an African-American thing as it is whites and Hispanics living.
Right, correct. Yeah,
and I'm a concrete guy, so I work with Mexicans that are Mexican nationals, that are Hispanics, that are second-generation Mexicans. My teenage daughter, she likes to date Hispanic guys, and I've had them over to the house all the time. And I just, one-on-one, I take each one as they come. And I have met some very, very charming, handsome, good-looking young Hispanic men that I would welcome into my house any day of the week. And I work side by side with Spanish-speaking only guys that just work as hard as you can get. And you know, they have my respect, and hopefully I have theirs. So no big point of controversy today, Jay. Just kind of a feel-good kind of thing.
Yeah, well, great call. And that's what I want to do is I want to hear people's experiences and how they feel. I think you can't help but see that we've made progress in this country, but we still may have a long way to go because a lot of us do not live in fully integrated neighborhoods. And why is that? Is it because of economics? I mean, what is it that keeps us from not living in fully integrated communities?
I think a lot of it's economic, and you know, another point too. I just wanted to throw out there is I came late in life, so my brothers and sisters are 10, 15 years older than me. But when they were dating in the 60s and 70s, a racial thing was out of the question. You would never go over a racial line.
Right. Exactly.
But back then, too, you also had, if you were Italian, you certainly wouldn't be dating someone from Irish ancestry at all. You wouldn't cross those lines.
Well, you know, that's another interesting point, too. I think a lot of us are old enough to remember the days when, you know what, you didn't date somebody, and you definitely didn't marry somebody outside of your own religion.
Oh, sure, sure. It's funny, like, people would ask you, like, hey, what are you? And you'd say, hey, I'm German or I'm Irish. You know, nowadays, if you're describing, like, say, your parents, you might describe as like, hey, my dad was from California, my mom was from Florida.
Right. Yeah, you don't get into that stuff anymore. Hey, Matt, thank you, man. Great call.
Yeah, good luck. Love listening to you guys.
Oh, thanks. Have a good day.
Yeah, bye.
All right, does anybody remember those days? I mean, I do remember those. Where being Jewish, okay, you know, you're going to get married, you've got to marry a nice Jewish girl. But I grew up in a predominant school district where we were minorities, where Jews were minorities. So when you're in high school, you date Christian women. But your parents would always give you the evil eye about that. Race relations in America in 2006 and your experiences with it.
The greatest gift a dad can give his kids is something priceless, time. A message from the Fatherhood Educational Institute. Call 312-795-9060. That's 312-795-9060.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
American Exteriors wants to pay your heating bill. Call American Exteriors now at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new energy-efficient American Exteriors replacement windows. Save 33%, and when you show them your highest heating bill, they'll knock that price off too. That's right, you'll save 33% off American Exteriors energy-efficient vinyl replacement windows, and when you show them your heating bill, they'll knock that price off too. This is an amazing offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you'll have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills. Beautify your home, and for a limited time, get 33% off. Plus, when you show them your utility bill, they'll knock that price off, too. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get 33% off and let American Exteriors pay your heating bill. So remember,
the only number you need to know. 303-7-WINDOW.
The greatest gift a dad can give his kids isn't something he can buy. It's something priceless. Time. Studies show that kids with involved fathers are less likely to abuse drugs, commit crimes, get pregnant, get depressed, or fail academically. All it takes is time. A public service message from the Fatherhood Educational Institute. Call 312-795-9060 for free, helpful information. That's 312-795-9060.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Inglewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. So stop throwing away money on rent and picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Aspen Hills, a gorgeous townhome-style community conveniently located with easy access to both downtown Denver and DIA. Aspen Hills features both two- and three-bedroom floor plans. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
GAP provides developmentally disabled adults the help and resources to lead a fulfilling life and make a meaningful contribution to the community. GAP needs your help with funding for various equipment, vans, and daily activities. Please call to make a donation, 303-989-9830.
Barracuda Network's spam and spyware firewalls. An easy-to-install device that will ensure your business's privacy and safety. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free trial. The Barracuda Network's spam and spyware firewalls. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM. 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free trial. Or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
7:46, 14 minutes away from 8 o'clock, AM 760. Progressive Talk. If you are with a charity or a youth group and you want to go see the 100th National Western Stock Show and you want to do it for free, because you're a charity, hey, Rocky's Autos has got some good news for you. Get in contact with them. Free tickets while supplies last for charities and youth groups. Simply call Rocky's Autos at 303-426-4646 and ask for Sergio. That's 303-426-4646. Shagman, Audra, and Odell have got free tickets to share with charitable organizations and youth groups. Now, these tickets are available. The tickets that are available are for the Draft Horse Show, coming up Friday, January the 20th at 7 in the evening. Saturday, January 21st, 1 in the afternoon and 7 in the evening. Sunday, January 22nd, 12 noon. And the tickets do include general admission. This is the 100th National Western Stock Show going on now. Charities and youth groups. Rockies has got free tickets available for your youth group or your charity. Absolutely free. Call Sergio at 303-426-4646. That's 303-426-4646. And this is while supplies last. Rockies Autos. Hey, I keep telling you about them. They're good folks to go buy an automobile from. And you know something? They're also people who care about the community that they work and live in. Rocky's Autos, located 63rd and Federal, or check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com.
Are you a music fan? Do you sometimes feel like people aren't listening to you? Like your opinion doesn't matter? Well, at ratethemusic.com, we want your opinion, and it does matter to us, and to radio and record executives across the country. At ratethemusic.com, you can rate the music you love and voice your opinions on the music you hate. Signing up is as easy as visiting us now at www.ratethemusic.com. Let your voice be heard at ratethemusic.com.
GOP calls him an SOB. It's J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Because of the color of the skin.
All right. It's 7:48, 12 minutes away from 8 o'clock. We're talking about a race here this morning, all aspects of it, on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Most see significant racial progress in an AP Ipso poll. Blacks are skeptical, though. Only 66% feel that way. And I'm talking about all aspects of race here, both in personal relationships, workplace, where you live, who you know. Let's get back on the phones here at 303-713-7600. You got to call me, too, this morning and to help me out. I'm dying in here. I haven't had, I haven't had anything to eat since last night at midnight because I have to have blood work drawn this morning.
You're always getting your blood drawn. Is there any blood left in your body when you came around like a pint?
I don't know. I haven't had it done like in a long time. But I got to have it done, man. And I'm telling you, I am dying here this morning. I could just eat like the Formica off the table top. All right, let's go to Lisa in Westminster. Lisa, hi, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting, and good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Great. Well, I just wanted to call in on this racial discussion to talk about I'm white, and my mom, for her second marriage, married a black man, which is interesting on its own. But what I think is an interesting point for this discussion is when they had the marriage, which was in 92, had the wedding, his daughter from his previous marriage, which was a black marriage, she refused to come to the wedding because he was marrying a white woman.
Really?
Yeah, and it hurt him quite a bit. And she is starting now to come around to my mom and to actually be able to converse with her and accept her as her father's wife. But it took her a long time.
Well, maybe it wasn't race, though. Maybe that was just one of those situations of she's marrying my father, and what I really want to do is I really want to see my father and mother together. So she would be my stepmom, and therefore, since she's my stepmom, I resent her.
It's possible, but she said that she was angry about him marrying a white woman. I mean, so it's possible that she said that just because it was a good excuse.
Right.
I want to say the truth, but she said it was because it was a white woman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, and how are things working out now?
Okay, I mean, she lives in Baltimore, and they live in Chicago, so there isn't that much, they don't see each other all that much, or I guess she doesn't make an effort to go to Chicago that often, but she, whenever my mom answers the phone, she'll talk for a couple of minutes with her now when she didn't used to.
Well, that's good news. All right, Lisa, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, you bet.
Okay. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Or, you know what, how about when you get on the topic of interracial relationships? How do black men, yeah, if you're an African-American male, how would you feel seeing a African-American female with a white man? Or reverse. And you have the reverse thing going on there. How does that affect you, if it affects you at all? Let's go to Lydia in Fort Collins. Lydia, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, Lydia.
Hi, sorry about that. And the first thing I want to say is I'm black.
Well, congratulations. I'm Jewish, so we're even.
And I heard you say earlier that you didn't know how many black listeners.
Yeah, because I don't think this radio station's got a lot of African-American listeners.
Once again, I'm probably in the minority. But anyway, I've lived in Colorado since the 70s. I grew up in North Carolina. I'm very, very aware of the racial thing. I was, you know, in my 17, 18 or whatever when Martin Luther King was slain, right in the heart of that kind of...
Ooh, where'd you grow up in North Carolina?
Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Yeah, okay. And I worked in Charlotte. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. And, you know, I can't say everything I want to say about this, but I'll do my best. First of all, I live on a street in Fort Collins, Colorado, that's not integrated, but we don't have any problems. I guess, to me, racism almost comes down to an individual thing, even for black people. The girl that just called, that is very prevalent. There are a lot of blacks who don't want to live in these neighborhoods.
Really?
So you can't, it's really hard to define whether it's because of the white people don't want you there, you don't have enough money, and so forth. Yeah.
Well, you know, to me, living in a neighborhood, this is what I would look for. As a middle-class, Jewish, neurotic white person. Okay?
Okay.
One, is the neighborhood safe?
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Two, is it convenient to my job?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I marvel at these people who drive, and we've got some working here, who drive 100 miles a day round trip.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, I can't handle that. But you know what? Out of those two things, I don't care who lives in the neighborhood. I've never sat there and said, well,
I know.
Appears to me to be too many Hispanics living here, you people.
Sure.
You know, or too many black people. I mean, I want
it's
more.
It's a surface issue, you bet.
And I don't want to live in a white bread atmosphere, you know what I'm saying?
I know. You know, I think, you know, sometimes, and I don't mean to diminish it, but it can be a real surface thing. It's like, you know, I have met black people who came up to Fort Collins and say, well, where do all the black people hang out? And I felt really weird because I had no answer for them, and... But on the flip side of that, that's a good thing, because I prefer to live in a place where I can live where I want and go where I want. And it's not designated like, well, this is the black side of town. But then I'm different, and I always have been. I've been a lot more willing to just branch out there, and every event that I go to, all my friends in Fort Collins are white. There are more blacks here than when I first moved here. But because there's no designated place to go meet just black people, you just see people, you know, like.
Well, you see, but you're bringing up another point, another great, you know, which spins off into another great question. Do black people or Hispanic people? Because I don't know, because I'm neither. Do you have like an overwhelming compulsion to go see other black people or other Hispanics? Like, I don't have an overwhelming compulsion
Absolutely.
To hang out with other Jews.
There you go. I think that is definitely, and I, like I said, I don't mean to be one-sided on this, but I would guess that would be the overwhelming preference of a lot of people. I think a lot of it's based on the issues of racism. Am I going to be safe? Am I going to be accepted? You know, and so forth. And it's a comfort zone thing. So now we flip back to the white side of it. I think with the whites, it's a very comfort zone thing, too.
But to see other whites?
Yeah, maybe for different reasons, because, you know, most of my friends are, I have friends that are closer to me than family, and they're white. But at the same time, you know, the overall feeling that I have, particularly here in Colorado, is, you know, job security, lifestyle security, this type of thing becomes the predominant thing. And I think once any of us, black or white, get locked into our comfort zones, it's really difficult to move out of that. And I have one last thing to say. The Martin Luther King thing, I think, is absolutely fabulous that you're doing today. And thank you for that acknowledgement, because, you know, a lot of people don't take that time. There are a lot of things going on in the country right now that will affect us no matter what color we are, black or white or Jewish or whatever. And it's really sad that we don't have the type of voice that we had as black people, whoever, through Martin Luther King, through John F. Kennedy, and all the people who were bigger than any heroes of our time. Because essentially, and this is not a racist thing that I'm about to say, because I'm not racist in any way, I believe essentially a lot of the problems that we have are almost like a white man's battle. We're talking about the Constitution. It protects everybody, but will affect more white people, because I think more white people are in positions to be robbed of some of the freedoms that they're not accustomed to not having.
Yeah, I don't think that's racist at all. I think that's sparks of truth. Thank you. I appreciate the
You're
call,
so
Lydia.
You're welcome.
Hope to talk to you again.
Thing. You bet. Bye.
All right. I guess Jewish would be an ethnicity, probably not a skin color, right? But you know what? I don't want to live in a world where everybody looks like me. What a drag. I really mean that sincerely. See, I'm just like a total cliche machine when it comes to this discussion. Well, that's a cliche, Jay. No, you know what? It really isn't. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls on this subject coming up around the horn as we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day today on AM 760. Progressive Talk, and the best way to celebrate...
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-3312. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-3312. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-3312. That's 1-800-550-3312.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
The warning signs of a stroke include sudden numbness or weakness of the face. If you experience this, call 911 immediately. Visit strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4STROKE today. A public service announcement from the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Channel the news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! We are free!
Millions of Americans from coast to coast will be taking part in events today celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who would have turned 77 yesterday. In Washington, within the past hour, President Bush visited the National Archives to view the Emancipation Proclamation.
Today we celebrate the life of an American who called Americans to account to our ideals.
Later, the president takes part in a Let Freedom Ring celebration at Georgetown University. Bishop George Price, Jr. of Detroit, says he remembers seeing Dr. King at a 1963 rally.
He was walking in the crowd, and we were young kids, and I just happened to be blessed just to stand next to him at that point.
Atlanta Mayor Shirley Franklin was in college when she heard the I Have a Dream speech.
It was riveting. It was inspiring. And I recall, even as an 18-year-old, thinking that it was my obligation to right the wrongs in America.
Blacks in a new Associated Press poll were more likely than whites to doubt that King's dream will be realized, but the mayor sees reason for optimism.
Dr. King would know that we haven't achieved the dream yet, but that we're making great strides.
The government is taking action to help the hundreds of thousands of people who haven't been able to fill prescriptions, even though they're enrolled in Medicare's new drug benefit program. The New York Times says officials have ordered insurance companies to cover anyone who was covered before the plan took effect. AARP's John Rother is confident the bugs in the program will be worked out.
Looks to us, though, that these problems are resolvable, and we have confidence that the program will work as intended.
There's still no word on the fate of two crewmen whose military helicopter went down in Iraq a few hours ago. CBS's Pete Gow has the latest from Baghdad.
Eyewitnesses told CBS News that a U.S. military helicopter was hit by ground fire from insurgents. It's tried valiantly to remain in the air, but was in fact shot down and crashed in fields behind some houses in the town.
And just in, the Iraqi court trying Saddam Hussein has replaced the chief judge in that case, even though the government still hasn't accepted his resignation. In New Orleans, two men and a woman were wounded when someone began shooting at the end of a parade to support the city's rebuilding effort.
It's discouraging to see that a couple of people could possibly mar what we were trying to do.
They came to enjoy this parade, and it ends up like this.
Inauguration Day in Liberia, Harvard-educated economist Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has taken her oath of office as Liberia's new president. She's the first woman ever elected to lead an African country. This is CBS News.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
The patch works for me.
Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. Tiger Balm's been around almost as long as...
Hey, watch it, pal.
Number 80, Jerry Rice.
Take a tip from me. Go for the Balm, Tiger Balm, and put the Tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere. At CompUSA, we get how to start the new year off right with 2 days of 12-hour savings at our two-day sale event. From 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday and Monday, you'll find amazing deals. Sign up with T-Mobile and get the Motorola Razr free. Or ring in the new year with the Samsung A900 Blade, Sprint's hottest new phone for only $99. Only at CompUSA. We got it. We get it. All offers after activation savings and rebates requires new in-store activation on rate plans of $39.99 or higher or qualified upgrades. See store for details.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are seeing a few problems this morning. Westbound 6th Avenue slows with a crash, tying up the left lane as you approach Indiana. And then eastbound C-470, seeing a tough ride from Ken Carl. That's because of this multi-car crash. It's in the clearing stages at Kipling, and now we have a new one. Eastbound C-470 at Morrison. Now, had a sofa on the highway, northbound I-25, just before 6th Avenue. That's been pushed off to the shoulder. And southbound I-25, seen a busy ride from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. Now, are dealing with snowy roads around town and real slick between Boulder and Golden. Highway 93 shut down at 64th as crews work to clear a rollover. And we have another crash on Highway 93 at Golden Canyon Road. Now, the turnpike, a little sluggish eastbound from Federal over to Pecos and onto the port.
A deadly infectious disease called meningitis killed my daughter. Parents in Denver need to know it may be prevented through vaccination. My child did not have to die. Ask your doctor about immunization.
A message from the National Meningitis Association.
For all their analysis in the Nuggets locker room report, immediately following the game, it's on Altitude, available on Dish Network Channel 410.
The Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.
It's at AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 37 snow in the forecast. Jay Marvin along with you. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. He would have been, what, I think 77 years old had he not been assassinated by James Earl Ray, although there are others that contend that somebody else did it. There's also an interesting statement here in this article on MSNBC.com from the Associated Press. Most see significant racial progress. Black skeptical. Only 66% felt that way. Listen to this. Politically, the group that has gained the most after the civil rights movement was white Southern conservatives, according to this historian. They have transformed the Republican Party, which has become the dominant political party. And people point back to the signing of the Civil Rights Act for that happening, that Lyndon Johnson basically gave the South to the Republican Party by alienating Southern white males. Do we have Southern Man by Neil Young? Maybe we should play some of that this morning. I can't believe I worked and lived in the South for 17 years. Yeah, it was segregated, too, even though there was no segregation, even though supposedly that had been wiped out. But, man, it was. Definitely. Let's go to Jill in Denver. Jill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Sorry, I have a little laryngitis, but I just wanted to call in real quick because I'm a white woman, I'm single, and I chose to move to Five Points, the Denver Tech Center, and I've been there a little over 2.5 years. I love it. I absolutely love it. I couldn't stand the Tech Center's lack of diversity, and I am very much a minority in Five Points, of course. I only have one white neighbor that I'm aware of.
How long have you lived there now?
A little over 2.5 years.
Never any trouble?
You know, there was trouble one time. My neighbors on one side of me were actually shot at, and it was believed to be gang-related, but those neighbors have been long gone. It's the only incident that has happened the whole time I've lived there. That I thought was maybe, you know, unique to the area, because it was, they did say that they thought it was gang related and they thought it was a particular gang of, black high school students, and an 18-year-old neighbor of mine was shot at, but nobody was hit. And, you know, honestly, I tell this story and people are kind of like, really? And you stayed? But to me, it never made me feel any less safe. I felt like anybody could be shot at anywhere, really. And it doesn't take a black gang to have a shooting. There are white gangs and Hispanic gangs that shoot people, too. So
yeah, in this day and age, you're absolutely right. And there are also unhinged human beings running around out there who could take a shot at you just simply because you looked at them wrong.
Right, not a member of any gang, and there's still, you know, very dangerous people out there.
Do you own a home there?
You know, I'm actually, I wish I did. I've been renting because the place that I found, it was what I found at the time, and I really love it. And so I've been renting, but I'm sure at some point I will buy in the neighborhood. And there's a part of me that I want to buy in the neighborhood because I do like the diversity, but there's also a part of me that I don't want to be part of the gentrification of Five Points. So I'm, you know, I don't want to be part of the group of white people, white middle class or even upper class people who can come in and pay a lot more for the properties than some of the minorities can who've been living there for decades. So I don't want to be part of the gentrification, but I would love to own there. And I'm sure I will anyway. I'm sure I'll eventually buy in the neighborhood.
All right, Jill, thank you. Appreciate the call and hope to hear from you again.
Sure, thank you so much.
All right, there's Jill who lives in I haven't been to Five Points in a long time. Gentrification, too, is a kind of a drag. Has a tendency to destroy the character of neighborhoods. 303-713-7600, we're talking about racial views, basically, and a number of questions that I've asked here this morning regarding race. And let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, I grew up in really white neighborhoods. I lived in those kind of neighborhoods most of my life. But the last 4 years, I've been living down here in Denver, and I'm so thankful for this experience because there's all, you know, kinds of minorities here, and I love being with them and around them and talking with them. And it's probably one of the best experiences of my life. I think the reason most minorities don't live out in the burbs is it's an income thing. I think if we looked at statistics, if we looked at the average income overall of blacks and Hispanics and Native Americans, it would be quite a bit lower than that of white people.
And well, so, according to the AP Ipso poll, they found that the economic disparity gap is closing and has closed considerably. Over the past few decades. Actually, what they're quoting here in the AP story is not quoting the AP Ipsos poll. They're quoting the census figures show that blacks that the gap is closed considerably with whites over the past few decades, particularly in the area of annual income. But you know, I would think that it would run to both ways. I mean, if you're white and you would be nervous about living in a predominantly African American neighborhood. I mean, some wouldn't. Jill's not, but I think there are people out there that would be. How about if you're African American? Would you be nervous living in a predominantly white neighborhood?
Well, yeah, I think there's always going to be some kind of fear, you know, that goes on, and especially if you're a person of minority background. I mean, we lived in Lafayette for a long time, and my daughters went to the high school there, and fortunately there was a nice sized Hispanic population. But honestly, my daughters would tell me, now this was just back in the late 80s when they were going to high school, the amount of racism that was going on at the high school there towards Hispanics. So, you know, I think it is difficult for a minority person to think about living in white neighborhoods, especially if they have kids, you know, because there's still a lot of racism going on. Did you see that show Saturday night? It was on the same time as the football game, that panel that was on TV on Channel 9, I think it was?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, my gosh, it was great. It had Owens and, I can't remember, a black minister, and Hickenlooper and Tancredo was there. I taped most of it. It was a great show about immigration. But, I mean, honestly, you could pick up on the racism that was done on that panel with Tancredo and Lamb and a little bit of from Owens. There's a lot of racism out there.
Oh, I don't think anybody's not denying that there isn't a lot of racism out there. There's also, when it comes to the immigrant question and illegal aliens and that whole thing about Hispanics, there's a lot of fear involved in that as well. But you have to admit, things are a hell of a lot better now than they were, say, 30, 40 years ago, even 50 years ago.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that's why we have to honor the legacy of Martin Luther. I mean, he was one of the greatest people that ever lived on the face of the earth. I mean, that's why there is so much change that has gone on between, people and one another, between races. And it'll continue, you know, and I just hope that the neighborhoods change, you know, because, like I say, living down here in Denver is just wonderful. The only thing that bothers me the most is when I see a Democratic woman with a Republican man.
Goodbye. Thank you very much. All right. It's 8:15, 15 minutes after 8 at AM 760. Progressive Talk. Let's go to Rich in Colorado Springs. Rich, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hey, Rich.
How are you?
All right. How about you?
Very good. Hey, I was going to tell you, I've been married to an American Indian woman for 20 years, so I have had a minority boss. Let's put it that way.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, but I was brought up in a Jewish home in Chicago, believe it or not.
Mm.
But my wife, we've become so eclectic. If she gets sick, she begs me to go out and get her gefilte fish and make her some matzo ball soup.
There you go.
Yeah, so we've got that part worked out. But she's a professor, actually, of toxicology. And what's been kind of amazing to us, well, I wouldn't say amazing, is that the discrimination that you experience even in higher education, because her first job after we got out of Cornell was, and I'm not going to give you the name of the university, but let's say it's down in the Southwest. And she was a targeted hire, which means that they wanted to go out specifically to recruit an individual like herself, especially since there's so many Indian tribes down there. And a targeted hire meant that her white male counterparts could not be involved in the selection process. It was done by the administration. And the resentment that we felt was incredible when we got there. And the individuals there maintained, well, it was simply because they didn't know if she was good enough and so on and so forth. But she was there 6 months and got $250,000 grant. And rather than accepting her, they hated her even more because she was now able to do something they weren't.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Oh, it was. I mean, the students loved her because the population there was 20% Hispanic, and she grew up extremely poor. And so she was the one who could really relate to these kids and understand what you needed to help raise them up educationally. So they just flocked to her like crazy. But I want to give you one other example as to how strange and twisted, even at the administrative level, the thing of terms race becomes. And they had about a 20% Hispanic base. And so they wanted to come up with a slogan, and the slogan was, "We're here for you." And they wanted to have it hanging from banners along the street that was in Spanish. Well, rather than go to all the Hispanic professors, they went to a consulting firm that said, well, here, we're here for you, and it's going to be in Spanish. Well, they came up with the wrong Spanish. They came up more with the formal Castilian Spanish that nobody there spoke. So they go out and spend $10,000, you know, to hire white professional public relations firm to come up with the slogan in Spanish and totally ignore all the professors that they have.
Nice move.
What Spanish you would need. So, I mean, it's just so typical. But the one thing that she really noticed in terms of discrimination is that at the higher education system, they want to bring a lot of these minority professors in. But once they get them there, they don't know what to do with them. Literally, they don't know what to do with them.
That's sad.
That's
really sad. But, you know, but that's an area where I can't comment because I have no expertise in academia, none whatsoever. You know, never been around it, never been involved in it. I have some friends that are professors, but, you know, that's sad that they would get them there and then not to know what to do with them or have them there as so-called, quote-unquote, you know, window dressing. Hey, Rich, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. Take care now.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. He would have been 77 had he lived. Well, his legacy lives on. At least that's what we hear in the media, but does it really? And your experiences in the area of race, whether you're in an integrated marriage, maybe you're married to somebody outside your race, your work experiences, where you live. We're examining all of it here this morning.
A deadly infectious disease called meningitis killed my daughter. Parents in Denver need to know it may be prevented through vaccination. My child did not have to die. Ask your doctor about immunization.
A message from the National Meningitis Association.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand laptop coffee. Laptop coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free
free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
The economy continues to improve.
And the Federal Reserve has begun to raise interest rates.
But right now, you can still lock in a low fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
The Mortgage Store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Here's what our customers had to say.
It was just so easy. I've never had a refinance so easy.
We closed within days and saved over $350 a month.
We approve our own loans, so even if you've had some credit problems, you can still call us today and get a great fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and be sure to ask about the 6 months with no payment option. Open evenings and weekends. Call now. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Hi, I'm John. Like most moms, my wife Maggie makes sacrifices for the kids and me every day. After reading an article about another mom from Florida who lost 100 pounds using all-natural H57 Hoodia, she decided to finally do something for herself. She tried H57 Hoodia, and it worked. I've never seen her happier. Since she started taking H57 Hoodia, we can't keep up with her. Look, to me, she's always been beautiful, but now you can tell she feels that way, too. Thanks, H57. I love seeing Maggie smile.
Call now and try H57 Hoodia risk-free at 877-H57-DIET or visit myh57.com.
Danica Patrick is one IndyCar driver that puts safety first.
In real life, I'm my own pit crew. No one's in my garage to top off my windshield wash or change my wiper blades. You gotta look out for yourself.
And the ride washing blades make it easy to look out for yourself. The superior cleaning ability of new Mr. Clean windshield wash and wiper blades will help your windshield stay clearer and your family stay safer.
I do it myself, but really, I couldn't do it without Mr. Clean.
Get the clean you've trusted for more than 40 years, now in a premium windshield wash and wiper blade. Now available at a retailer near you.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Yeah, Southern Man, 823, 23 minutes after 8. High 37, snow, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Southern Man, better keep your head.
You know,
don't forget what you're
even after so-called, quote-unquote, the end of segregation.
Southern change.
Brown versus the Board of Education and civil rights laws. I spent about 17 years working in the South. I had a whole other life before I ever did this. I was a country music disc jockey. I'm going to tell you, it was segregated. It was kind of an invisible segregation. There were parts of town you quote-unquote didn't go to and they didn't go to. Yeah, there was a lot of that going on. First time it ever hit me, Lynchburg, Virginia. Heavily segregated town. Well, then you would get it too in parts of Texas where there was a quote-unquote Mexican part of town and then there was the white part of town, like in Del Rio, where the Mexican part of town was over on the other side of San Felipe River. And Lord knows, you did not date women from the other side of San Felipe. Anybody grow up in that kind of an environment? All right, let's get back on the telephones and go to George in Capitol Hill. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, it would seem like the snow-covered mountains of Boulder, Colorado, and CU Boulder aren't achieving Dr. King's dream. They're not even close.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even ask about that, and I should have asked about it, about racial problems that have been going on at CU.
Absolutely. You know, the Supreme Court ruled in June of 03, Grutter v. Bollinger, that we were going to try to achieve a critical mass of students of color in 25 years. And CU has about a third of the number that it should have, and the Board of Regents is all white. The president's an Anglo. All the chancellors are Anglos. All the vice presidents are Anglos. All but one or two of the academic deans are Anglos. And the faculty power structure is all Anglo. Student government's out of balance, and only reasonably integrated department is staff, and most of the power and staff are Anglos. You know, they have a lot of Hispanics sweeping the floors and washing the dishes, and that's almost an exact quote from Representative John Salazar.
Yeah, that's a bad scene. You're right about that. And and they have these racial incidents that go on there time and time again. That stuff has gone on there.
Yeah.
And why can't they straighten that stuff out?
I don't know. There's a diversity conference, so-called diversity conference, Saturday on Boulder campus in the Glenn Miller Ballroom starting 9 o'clock. Please give some coverage and come. And perhaps, if you could, Jay, you might want to call student government and get their point of view. They're more on target than the university is.
Are they really? Where are the
students?
Where's the trouble coming from with these students sending racist messages to emails to other kids?
Well, it's like that woman mentioned, you know, shootings. You're going to have that always, loose cannons. But the basic problem is that Board of Regents, the power structure of CU, does not want to change. They're not going to change unless they're.
But are they the ones that are responsible for these acts that keep coming up all the time?
Well, you know, you're always going to have some loose.
Something? I don't buy this. You're always going to have some loose cannons, because what I've noticed since I've been back here is that how many stories have come out of there, out of CU, with these problems going on?
Well, there's a lot of stories come out, but the basic problem at CU is that Board of Regents, they don't want to change.
Yeah, but how does that translate down to the students and the students that are sending racist emails?
I'll give you an example. A previous caller said that his Native American wife was hired in the higher education, but they didn't know what to do with her. Rather than doing something with her, why didn't they quit trying to control her and let her do something?
Well,
you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can. But I don't know. But once again, I don't know how does that translate out to these acts of racism amongst students that things that you keep reading about in the news media. How does that translate out?
Jay,
that's all I'm asking.
Jay, it's sort of like you. As you're in the catbird seat as a a talk show host, and I think that's what you call yourself, or a dialogue facilitator. You control the tone. In other words, if you set a certain tone that you want racism, or you stand for racism, or you don't care about racism, people and your callers talk and act a certain way. If you set a tone, which you usually do, of I'm open to all opinions, that's what you get. And CU sets the tone.
So are you saying that the regents there?
Well,
are you saying that the power structure at CU sets a racist tone?
It's racist and white supremacist. I've said it publicly for years. No question about it. I speak out, and what do they do about it? The Colorado Civil Rights Division and the Board of Judge Major ruled I'm qualified to be president. So what do? They put a police tail on me and silence me in every way they can.
But wait a minute, though. But you know what? Now you're getting into your own personal.
Wait a minute, though.
No, because now what you're doing is you're getting into your own personal anecdotal evidence to prove your theory. And what I'm asking you is, I'm asking you to give me some examples of where they have been either openly racist or where they foster a racist attitude that then translates to the students.
They're openly racist in who they hire. They're openly racist in who they hire as faculty, administrators, so-called staff, and the people that they do hire who want to change, they get pushed out of the system. That's openly racist. I'll give you a perfect example. CU is conducting a so-called tenure review committee, and the review committee is all white. There isn't a person of color on the four-campus tenure review. Now, if you really want to review tenure and bring in some more people of color, don't you think you'd have a member of your committee who was a person of color? That's been done in the last year, and I complained about it and very publicly. And what did they do? They quit holding open meetings, so I couldn't voice a complaint. That's on the record. I can document that.
All right, I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just asking.
Yeah, and I personally, I mean, you asked for personal anecdotes, and that's one of the reasons that I said what I did say. I mean, it's real. I mean, those students in Saturday's Rocky Mountain News, the students and NAAC were complaining about the way that the diversity conference didn't give a reasonable number of students. The students are the only people in Boulder that I know who are trying to change things, and they're having to fight the faculty, the administration, the Board of Regents, the president. The students, you know, they're there trying to get their degrees. They can only go so far. You know as well as I do, Jay, that you can go so far speaking out against your boss. You know what happens if you go speaking out.
Well, I've had it happen to me.
Yeah, I'm sure it's happened to you. I mean, it's obvious from listening to you, Jay, that you have spoken out and upset some people, particularly boss, on more than one occasions. That's obvious, listening to you, Jay. That's one of the reasons I call in, is you stand for change and you get angry at people, even people like me who to a large degree in the same opinion as you. You've told me several times because you're honest.
I'm not getting angry. I'm just trying to get a clarification here.
But you don't let people come in and just jack you around saying what you want to hear. You don't allow that, Jay.
I try not to. All right, George,
happy day.
You got it.
Bye now.
All right. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Anybody go to CU want to talk about that? About racism on campus? As we confront the topic of black, white, and Hispanic, and, well, just racism in general on this Martin Luther King Day. 303-713-7600, 831. Let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing some real slick roads and snow falling around town. You want to take it a little slower than usual. Now, Highway 93 dealing with a couple of problems. We're loaded up with this rollover at 64th, and then we have a crash sitting at the Golden Canyon Road. Now, Foothills Parkway in the diagonal, but also seeing a pretty tough ride, a little icy there. Turnpike flows eastbound from Federal over to Pecos, and westbound 6th Avenue now jamming up with this car that hit the guardrail approaching Indiana. Now, southbound 225, a little sluggish from Parker Road into the Tech Center and I-25. Loaded up southbound from 104th to the turnpike, then it stays slow through downtown. Have this two-car crash at Spear adding to those jams. Now, check out the forecast. It's going to be a chilly one today.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn about their world, so follow their lead. Take everyday moments like sorting laundry, shopping, waiting for the bus, and turn them into learning moments. For more information, visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
15 feet of snow this season. Save $16 on tickets at Front Range, Safeway, and Gart Sports Stores. Winter Park and Mary Jane, authentic Colorado.
Ed Schultz. Weekday afternoons, 1 to 4.
What I'm talking to you about is not a liberal or conservative issue.
It's truth or it's a lie.
It's morally right or it's morally wrong.
Ed Schultz on AM 760.
Who's responsible?
Progressive Talk.
Want to be an eBay entrepreneur? Then get your free CD that's showing people how to make a fortune with online auctions like eBay. It's so easy. This software is actually illegal in some states, but not yours. So pick up the phone and get your free CD from Internet Speedway now. Make a fortune with this system while it's still legal in your state. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903.
I was surprised that...
Watch how fast you're driving. Yeah. You're going over 55.
I'm just staying with the float.
Over 55?
Break!
I almost forgot. This is the last week Coit's celebrating their anniversary.
What? You mean Coit's over 55?
Yes, so they're offering 40% off any cleaning service.
40% off carpet cleaning?
Yeah, and draperies and upholstery and air ducts.
Oh, wow.
But this is the last week to save. Give me the phone.
No, what's the number you drive?
1-800-4-COIT.
1-800. I'm not getting any signal.
Yeah, hold on.
Ow! Hey,
now try. It'll be a year before the man in the shiny black van celebrates again, and Coit's 40% off sale ends Sunday.
Yeah, well, tell that to the man in the shiny black and white patrol car that you just flew by.
What?
Coit's anniversary sale ends Sunday, so call the man in the shiny black van today at 1-800-4-COIT and save 40% on any cleaning service. Carpets, draperies, upholstery, air ducts, even tile and grout. Plus, you'll get a free written estimate and a 100% money-back guarantee. Just call 1-800-FOR-COIT and save 40%. People you trust Coit.
Tonight on Part 2, the season premiere of 24.
I got six hostiles wearing explosive vests.
This is insane.
How do these people get control of an entire airport?
The all-new non-stop season of 24 continues tonight on Fox.
It all starts tonight at 7 on Fox 31.
Do you really know your past, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history, we'll send you a free report with fascinating facts on your family name at no cost to you. Call 1-800-300-3414. That's 1-800-300-3414. 1-800-300-3414.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner. Call me at 720-529-5442 or see my work online at KirkpatrickWindows.com.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Six, 24 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. High today, 37. Snow going on out there right now. We're talking about Martin Luther King Jr. He would have been 77 years old today. And actually, what we're talking about really is race. There's a AP Ipsos poll out there that says most see significant racial progress, but blacks are skeptical. Only 66% felt that way, that there has been progress. Your experience with the subject of race, either on the job, in your private life. How about the American justice system? Do you think African Americans and Hispanics get the same form of justice that whites do? I don't think so. 303-713-7600, and let's go to John in Laramie, Wyoming. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I've kind of thought about this stuff a bit, and it seems like all the isms, you know, racism, sexism, religionism, they're all related to the fact that people are basically, they get cheap thrills in life, and one of the cheap thrills is to look down on other people for having done nothing, you know, like just having a different skin color. And the other cheap thrill is just having something to hate. It gives them a purpose in life.
Well, I think those are important questions. I mean, why is it that people are so insecure that they have to have somebody or something to look down on?
It just makes them feel better, you know. I'm better than those people. And you do it for doing nothing. I mean, you've accomplished nothing. You just say, I'm better than black people, or I'm better than women, or, you know, whatever group you want to pick on.
Yeah, I you know, that's alien to me, but I know that there are a lot of people out there who feel that way.
Yeah, my experience has been that I'm usually worse than the other people.
Yeah, so right, so they can look down on me, but all I can do is look up when it comes to them, right?
That's right.
Good point. Thanks, John.
Okay.
All right, see you later. Yeah, that's how I am, too. Okay, they're usually better than me. Let's go to, was it Tasha in Aurora? Tashua. Tashua, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Tashua.
Say it again.
It's Tashua.
Tashua, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to talk about the race thing.
Sure.
I think the whole thing is that racism, I don't think it'll ever stop. I think after the Martin Luther King days, it's just been like hidden racism or whatnot, because I'm originally from Louisiana, and there's plenty of it down there going on. I mean, you meet a few people who aren't racist, but for the most part, they are. I think the whole thing with that is people hate what they can't conquer and fear what they don't understand.
Where did you live in Louisiana?
I lived on the West Bank part of New Orleans, the more suburban part, I guess you can say,
mm-hmm.
in Harvey, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my family, we used to live in the city of Oswego. And we lived in a predominantly white neighborhood. Actually, we were the only African-Americans in the neighborhood. And that city itself, the mayor, David Duke, Well, used to be.
Oh, anyway. Yeah. I know who David Duke is. Everybody knows who David Duke is. Sure.
Yeah.
What if he's selling any more pornography out of his garage? I believe he got busted for that once.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, we just moved out of there because, I mean, it was a good neighborhood, but for the most part, it was just too much racism going on. So the neighborhood that we moved to, we moved into Harvey, Woodmere. It was very diverse, and I like it better that way. And when I came up here to Colorado 3 months ago, I noticed there aren't any African Americans, or many of them, actually, and I wanted to know why, actually.
You know, I can't answer that. I don't have an answer as to why there aren't many African Americans here. I don't know. I've never stopped to ask. I don't think any of us have really stopped to ask, you know, well, where are all the African Americans? I don't know that I have an answer. Maybe somebody else out there has an answer for that question. Migration patterns, I guess, have something to do with it. I mean, I don't know, jobs and opportunities. I don't know what the answer would be as to why there are, you know, not as many African Americans here as there are, let's say, you know, other minorities. I don't know. I don't have a clue.
Right. Do you think it would be maybe the housing price?
You know, that's hard to say because I saw a thing in the over the weekend that the price of an average house, say for instance in Los Angeles, now this is just an average house. The price for an average house there is $500,000.
Oh.
And they have, you know, there they've got. You know, you've got Asians, you've got African Americans, you've got Hispanics, you've got whites, you've got East Europeans. I mean, you got all kinds of people there. One of the things you got going on there, though, is you got an increasing homeless population there, one of the largest in the United States. But I can't answer as to why there are, you know, not more African Americans here. No, I really have never thought about that subject at all. And maybe somebody out there can tell us. Maybe somebody out there can tell us what the reasoning is, because I sure don't know. Hey, thank you. I appreciate your call.
No problem.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Has anybody ever stopped to consider that? Why there are not more African Americans here? See, I don't have an answer for that. I don't know. Would it be housing patterns after World War II or before World War II that would establish that? For instance, a lot of people migrated from the South. A lot of African Americans migrated in the South to places like Chicago and Detroit for job opportunities. Same thing in the Bay Area and in Los Angeles. Southern California, but I just don't know. I just don't have an answer to that. One line open at 303-713.
Looking for the best present you can buy? Then go to milehighmarket.com and check out the iJoy robotic massage chair with 3D human touch technology that feels like strong hands kneading your neck, back, legs, and feet. This gift and many more available at milehighmarket.com.
Because of this rollover at 64th, then we have another crash. This one's at Golden Canyon Road, not Foothills Parkway on the diagonal. Also seeing a pretty tough ride. The turnpike flows eastbound from Federal over to Pecos, and crews have cleared a crash westbound 6th Avenue approaching Indiana. Still pretty icy in the area. That's southbound 225, a little sluggish from Parker Road right into the Tech Center, and I-25 loaded up coming out of Thornton North Glen right into downtown and through T-Rex. Have two-car crash at Spear adding to those jams. On to the forecast, going to be a chilly one today. Highs only in the 30s with snow showers off and on. Right now we're at 29 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Learn to earn at Emily Griffith Opportunity School. Begin a career in exciting fields like airframe mechanics, auto mechanics, nursing, cosmetology, culinary art.
Whether it's a natural disaster or terrorist attack, every business needs an emergency plan. You can't control what happens, but you can be prepared. Visit www.ready.gov today. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Already has. At the same time, we have the most incompetent president of all time. You know what this is like? This is like your team has a crappy quarterback, and they're going to pass on every play.
Go right, nasty pass.
So as Americans, You've got to have a running game, like to Canada. I mean, that's how scary this guy is.
Catch Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
8:45, 15 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, AM 760. Progressive Talk. And if you're with a charity or a youth group, Rocky's Autos has got free tickets while they last for the 100th National Western Stock Show. Now, if you're with a charity or a youth group and you want to take your group to see the stock show, Rocky's Autos has got free tickets for you simply by calling Sergio at 303-426-4646. That's 303-426-4646. Shagman, Audra, and Odell have got free tickets to share with charitable organizations and youth groups. And once again, the number is 303-426-4646. Now, these tickets are for the Draft Horse Show. That's Friday, January the 20th at 7 p.m., Saturday, January 21st at 1 in the afternoon and 7 in the evening, and Sunday, January 22nd at 12 noon. And the tickets do include general admission. So if you want to go see the 100th National Western Stock Show and you're with a charity, you want to take a charity group, or you want to take a youth group, call Rockies for free tickets while they last at 303-426-4646. That's 426-4646. Rockies Autos. I've been telling you about them for, well over a year now. A great place to buy an automobile, and good people who do care. They care about the community that they live and work in. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or simply drop by and see all the fantastic deals in late model clean used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs at Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Einstein Brothers Bagels has a brain teaser for you. Listen, every day, hear the difference? Every day is two words. Every day, just one. Every day means, every single day. Every day means boring. Yeah, it's subtle, but important, because sometimes the things you do every day become every day. Like breakfast. A lot of people eat the same thing every day. And over time, your everyday breakfast becomes every day. So today, change things up. Visit Einstein Brothers. Get a fresh baked bagel with a smear of cream cheese. Try one of our gourmet breakfast sandwiches or sample some darn good coffee. Heck, we have so many fresh bagels and delicious coffees. You could have breakfast here every day without it ever becoming every day. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spinach and bacon breakfast panini served on grilled ciabatta bread. Try one today with a cup of our darn good coffee. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
There's been an attack on Ontario Airport. The first reports are of several men carrying automatic weapons, and they've taken control of Terminal 1.
Tonight on Fox, be there as the shocking season premiere of 24 continues.
I do not want to be signing the death warrant of innocent American citizens.
To save our country.
The United States government does not negotiate with terrorists.
It will take a man more ruthless.
You're going to tell me what I want to know. It's just a question of how much you want it to hurt.
More cunning.
Were you responsible for that, Jack?
And more deadly than its enemies.
They were going to kill another. Hostage. I didn't have a choice.
You have no idea where the next 24 will go.
The situation is more dangerous than he realizes.
And you can't even begin to imagine.
I want you out of there now, Jack.
Understand this, Bill. I don't work for you.
Matt Rausch of TV Guide declares, the edge of my seat is already frayed. Don't miss a single moment as the two-night season premiere of 24 continues tonight on Fox.
The 24 premiere event continues tonight at 7 on Fox 31, followed by Fox 31 News at 9.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
8:48.
Why can't we be friends?
48 minutes past the hour, or another way to look at it is 12 minutes before 9. High today, 37. Snow in the forecast. AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin plugged in with you on this Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday. And we've been talking about race for the last hour and a half, and just all parts of it. 303-713-7600, one line open here at AM 760. I've yet to have anybody call up and talk, for instance, about having a Hispanic or African-American boss, which for years, as I said earlier when I started this, for years in this business, I didn't have one. And finally had one about 6 or 7 years ago. And we're still in close contact, but he was a great boss. And he was African-American. But I've been in the business for like 25, 26 years. And it was the first one I ever had. So, in my lifetime, I'm making progress, but maybe it's not progress. Maybe that progress isn't fast enough. Here's John in Aurora. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, John.
Hi, Jay. It's Mad Dog.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm out here at the Martin Luther King rally. We're going to march for Morgan, of course, and Bill Winter with our T-shirts. But I wanted to tell you, you asked about neighborhoods. We've lived in Colorado twice. We moved away during the 82 blizzard because I took it personally. And when we came back, both times we selected Aurora, an integrated, beautifully integrated neighborhood both times. My grandson has grown up with us for the first 4 years of his life. He lived with us, and now he's 15. He's got two playmates in our neighborhood, both African-American. He has never, ever mentioned their color.
Oh, that's good. That's real good.
And I think that's indicative of that we are making some progress.
I think we have made, there's no question about it. You can't say we haven't made progress, but there are some in this society, particularly African-Americans, who don't think we've made enough.
Well, no, we haven't. And we're going to have to continue to grow because, my generation should not have been able to identify people by color or by race. But my grandson, in fact, I've got two grandsons, and both of them play in this neighborhood with the same kids and never mentioned anything about it. And I think that's exhilarating. And interesting story, when I was in Douglas County School District, I was a personnel director, and we had a complaint against a bus driver who happened to be African-American. We interviewed 5 students who complained, and at the end we said, would you describe this person? And not one of them mentioned his race or color. And that's in, Douglas County, which is predominantly white. But, it was unfortunate he had to have a complaint against him, but it's indicative that I think the younger generation is coming up. They're going to have to learn it from the rednecks and bigots out here, and hopefully they don't learn it. And I hope, they just wanted to share that with you. I really have a lot of faith in the younger generation.
And well, I hope you're right. I hope you're absolutely right. I hope things continue to progress. I think we'll hope things continue to get better. And it seems to me that the younger kids coming up would be far more enlightened than we were when we were coming up.
Yeah. I think that, as long as we can keep an eye on the curriculum, and that we do celebrate Martin Luther King in the schools, and we do celebrate diversity, then I think we're going to make the progress. But it's going to take time. It's going to take time, but, and out here at City Park, it's just a nice, balmy temperature. I urge everybody to come out and march in this.
Yeah, it's nice and cold out there. All right, man, hey, have a good day, John. Good to hear from you.
Hey, you too. Thanks.
All right, couple lines open here at 303-713-7600, and let's go to Danny in Denver. Danny, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Danny.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, just a couple of things. I guess I'm one of your few black listeners.
You may be.
Yeah, I listen to you quite a bit. I just want to say a couple of things. One, pertaining to the lady from West Wego. I went to school in New Orleans area, and I'm from Illinois, so I'm a transplant from Illinois to here, Denver. So what I would say to her, it takes a little time. Denver has a, black community. It takes a little time to get connected into it. Migration patterns is, why people didn't come out west. Of course, Chicago and Detroit, Cleveland, all those places had the jobs. That's what my parents did. They're from Mississippi.
That's right. That's how they migrated up to work in the factories.
Right. That's why I'm from Illinois. They went up. They stopped short of Chicago, but I got uncles in Chicago. I got uncles in Indianapolis. I got uncles and aunties in Cleveland. So
yep.
That's why that happens. But the community is here, and she eventually will connect into it. She can't compare it to New Orleans, let me tell you. I went there for 4 years, and, there's a difference. She's looking for that type of community. But she can, she can supplement it once she, starts attending, she goes to church and, start going down in the Five Points area. Come to the, the library there, So she will eventually. It just takes time. It took time for me, but... the reason I called was, about King. I was 11 when he was assassinated, and I just remember coming home and my mother was crying. And I asked my dad what was wrong with her, and he said that Martin Luther King had gotten assassinated. And I didn't know who Martin Luther King was at that time. You know, being that age, I lived up north. And subsequently, I found out when I did go to school in the South that a lot of the young blacks my same age did know who he was at age 11. You know, but I didn't because, you know, I had a different experience. And I think the reason a lot of blacks, at least me, the reason I feel progress has been, you know, significant if you want to compare it to, you know, the past. But the reason I feel we have a long way to go is because, you know, I'm down in the trenches and I'm dealing with, you know, people on a daily basis. And I can see, you know, the you know, disparity and how, you know, you were talking about the prison system and, you know, how many young blacks are going to jail and, you know, have, you know, taken a path that is not conducive to, you know, succeeding in, you know, in America. And so we see that, and, you know, that gets kind of despairing, and we know, you know, that we have a long way to go when we look at that particular aspect.
Well, I think justice in this country cuts on race, and it also cuts on money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think anybody who wants to deny that is just fooling themselves, because there are numerous examples of both out there. The fact that a poor person is not going to get the same kind of representation as a well-off person, and that if you look at, for instance, if you look at statistics in the area of drug sentencing, African-American males draw higher sentences than white males for the same crime at the same age.
Right, right. And for the different drugs, I mean, I rant and rave, and I got mad at, I think, Representative Hutchinson and even Maxine Ward is one day. I listened to them debate the cocaine issue, and it drove me nuts, especially with Maxine, that she should have understood when they were debating the whole issue of the sentencing from, you know, cocaine and crack and that dichotomy. And my thing was, it doesn't make a difference if it's crack or cocaine. You know, it's, all of it comes from the same drug, and you should be sentenced accordingly. I didn't want them reducing the sentence. I wanted them to raise it for both, you know, because it's a drug that, in my point of view, it has destroyed the black community, you
well,
know,
it's
to
that
a
whole,
certain degree.
You know, it's that whole thing about how, you know, the whole disparity in drug sentencing about how somehow that cocaine, you know, the crack is worse than cocaine,
right.
When in reality, you're right, they're both the same derivative. They both do a lot of damage. And there shouldn't be, you know, any disparity in sentencing. But, of course, we do know that whites are more often caught with cocaine
right.
than they are with crack. And African Americans are more often caught with crack than cocaine.
Well, there without cocaine, there's no crack. Just
remember that's right.
That.
That's true. You know what? That's an extremely true statement. Hey, man, appreciate the call. Hope to talk to you again.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Coming up, we can stay on this or we can go to open phones, and we will go to open phones. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about, including filibuster of Alito, and a new Zogby poll indicates Americans are willing to consider the impeachment of George W. Bush over the NSA spy scandal story. So we'll talk about that, and we can continue to talk about Martin Luther King Jr. and about race in this country. Three open lines at 303-713-7600.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Or Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Americans are celebrating life and works of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on the holiday that bears his name. President Bush marked the occasion with a visit to the National Archives, where he viewed the original Emancipation Proclamation document.
Abraham Lincoln recognized that all men are created equal. Martin Luther King lived on that admonition to call our country to a higher calling.
Atlanta Mayor Shirley Franklin was an 18-year-old college freshman when she heard Dr. King deliver his famed I Have a Dream speech.
Dr. King's life was a life of action. So those who were closest to him have always felt that this should be a day of action.
And Mayor Franklin says residents of her city are in action today, not only celebrating King Day, but also volunteering to make their city better. Orders from headquarters to health insurers under contract to the new Medicare prescription drug program. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer tells us live the Bush administration has instructed them to ensure that people caught up in the confusion get their scripts.
States are already scrambling to pay the cost of prescriptions for low-income people unable to get medicines under the new plan. American Psychiatric Association President Dr. Stephen Sharstein says the gap affects
patients who have received their medications through Medicaid, having medications interrupted because of the switch to Medicare. I know of several instances where patients have had to be hospitalized as a result.
The New York Times reports the government's prescription fill order to insurers takes effect immediately. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Ohio Republican Congressman Bob Ney has temporarily stepped down from his committee chairmanship, and we learn why from CBS News Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Fuss.
The fact that Ney was pushed out of his powerful chairmanship even before a possible indictment shows just how worried the Republican leadership is about this growing lobbying scandal. In his guilty plea, lobbyist Jack Abramoff admitted bribing Ney with free trips. Ney vehemently denied he did anything wrong. House Republican leaders are scrambling to prepare lobbying reform legislation. The committee Ney headed would consider that bill, which is why House leaders wanted him out.
For the third time in recent days, a U.S. military helicopter has crashed in Iraq. There's an unverified claim that an insurgent group shot it down, and no word on the two crew members. The Iraqi Election Commission says the ballots at some voting centers for the parliamentary election last month were tainted by fraud. CBS News reporter Pete Gao in Baghdad has details.
We're led to believe that votes from some 227 voting centers across Iraq are to be thrown out. Now, until we get the full results, we don't really know how much of an impact this will have on the results, but we do know that each ballot box holds around 500 votes.
This is a down day for Wall Street. There's no trading today for observances of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. This is CBS News.
At CompUSA, we get how to start the new year off right with 2 days of 12-hour savings at our two-day sale event. From 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday and Monday, you'll find amazing deals. Sign up with T-Mobile and get the Motorola Razr free, or ring in the new year with the Samsung A900 Blade, Sprint's hottest new phone, for only $99, only at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. All offers after activation savings and rebates. Requires new in-store activation on rate plans of $39.99 or higher or qualified upgrades. See store for details.
My job requires a lot of heavy lifting. Over the years, I developed a lot of back and neck pain. My wife suggested we buy a Tempur-Pedic mattress. And let me tell you, next to marrying her, the best decision I ever made. I sleep better, no more pain. It's incredible.
The Tempur-Pedic mattress, guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. The Tempur pressure relieving material is changing the way the world sleeps. Call 1-800-807-6922 for a 90-day trial certificate. That's 1-800-807-6922.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, the good news is crews have cleared this rollover at Highway 93 and 64. Still pretty icy between Boulder and Golden, so you want to take it slow along that stretch. Now, the diagonal in Foothills Parkway starting to thin out. Had an earlier problem westbound 6th Avenue just before Indiana. That's been cleared out of the way. Southbound 925 still a little slow as you make your way through downtown and T-Rex. And southbound 225 looking at brake lights as you head into the tech center. Now, today is Martin Luther King Day, so remember, parking meters, they're free downtown. Time limits will still apply. On to the forecast, going to be a cold one today. Snow showers on and off throughout the afternoon. Highs in the 30s. We're at 29 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
My dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rate supply, restricted supply not available in all areas.
What would Lewis and Clark think today of the land they crossed 200 years ago? Walk with them and see what you discover at www.lewisandclark200.org.
A message from the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, what? All right. 303-713-7600. We're into open phones. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Still, people want to talk about Martin Luther King Jr. He would have been 77 today. And talk about race in this country, and we can continue to do it. I got these other things, and I can easily save them for tomorrow. There's no problem on that. my voice cracked there. There's no problem on this. We can continue to talk about this and about race relations and about how far we've come or haven't come since the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. in 1968. At the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. All right, let's get back on the phones here. We'll go to Gloria in Aurora. Gloria, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to talk about prejudice. I think prejudice is motivated by hate, and it is a premeditated crime of a thought of hate. And a crime is against a person that is motivated by hate of a victim, race.
But hating is not a crime.
If you put it in action and if you think about it and then go out and do something.
Well, if you do
to
something, if you do something hateful against somebody, if you take it and translate it in an action of violence or vandalism, yeah, then you're talking about a whole other issue.
But isn't it premeditated because you're thinking of it and then you go out and act on it?
Well. Yeah, but I think you'd have an awful hard time proving that in a court of law. And there is a, you know what, we all hate somebody or hate something in life, and you can't legislate people's thought patterns. All you can do is seek to punish them.
If they act on it.
If they act on it, and if they do the right, if they break the law.
Like they did in Boulder.
Well, give me an example there.
The man on the news, the young man, They came up behind him, hit him in the knees, the back of the knees, and he hit his face and scarred his face. And the men came out the van, that brown van, and they thought it, and they act upon it, and that's a crime.
Well, I don't know that they thought about it. I don't know that they planned it out. I don't know that they had thoughts about particularly doing it. I don't know if they had thoughts particularly about grabbing an African American, or they were going to grab the first person they saw. I don't know. I can't.
But you answered it yourself. That's just what they did.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it doesn't, you know, I mean, it's hard to say, you know, do you have evidence that they planned to grab a black person, or did they plan to just grab the first person they could see and get over on?
Well, still it's a crime whether he was black, purple,
well,
or green.
Well, of course it's a crime. It's assault, but it's not a hate crime.
Well, it was thought. Well, anyway, if it is, and if it happens in any part of this country, it should be dealt with extreme prejudice.
Well,
in a court of law.
You got to segregate all of that out. You have to separate all of this. First of all, it's against the law. It's against the law to harm or hurt anybody using any kind of physical violence.
Exactly.
Okay, that's definitely, it doesn't make any difference what color you are, what gender you are. And, you know, it's against the law. You can't just walk up on the street and slug somebody. I mean, that's against the law. Now, if you want to get into the whole thing about, well, they're only singling out African-Americans or Hispanics that they're doing it to, and they're doing it specifically because they don't like African-Americans or Hispanics, now you're moving into a different area. It's not illegal to hate somebody, but it is illegal if you go out and if you harm them.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
But, I don't know about the idea of hate crimes. I'm kind of... sometimes I think they're okay. Sometimes I think charging people for hate crimes is correct. Sometimes I think charging for people for hate crimes, you can make the case that there's already those laws on the books.
Do you think they're catering to black people because of hate crimes, or you think it shouldn't be catered to black people because...
Well, I don't know what you mean by that, about catering to black people. Explain what you mean by that.
When it's a hate crime, that's what your talk is about. This session here is about hate crimes. So that's what it was, a hate crime.
If you can prove that it's a hate crime, as I said before, there are two schools of thoughts on this. Okay, one school of thought is that if it's a hate crime, then the punishment is elevated. It's like tacking on another charge. Then there's also the school of thought of, well, if you do something that is against the law, like you go out and beat somebody up, or you burn a cross on their lawn, or whatever, you would be charged under vandalism, or you'd be charged under assault. I'm trying to figure out how to explain this. So in other words, I guess you have to decide whether you think it's the right thing to do, that if you can prove that it was a crime based on the hate of somebody due to their race, creed, color, or religion, or ethnicity, that you would then tack on an extra penalty and charge them with a hate crime, or would you charge them with simple assault or vandalism?
Just charge them with hate crime. Charge them with a crime, period, because it's against an innocent victim.
Well, I don't think you're going to find anybody in law enforcement or anybody in the government who's sane. I don't think they would ever think that anybody who goes out and commits a crime against another person and breaks a law should be allowed to get away with it. I don't think anybody feels that way.
Well, I hope they don't.
Well, I mean, are you saying that you think that they do?
Well, you look at the facts and the history, and then you answer it yourself. Because
I think we have a history of that kind of stuff, but I also think we have a history of some degree of progress in this country. For instance, the example of the guys in Texas, which was not what I would call a state without a racist past, where they the guy's name is James Lee, and I can't think of his last name, who they chained up and dragged behind a pickup truck. They busted those guys.
And that was his friends, his co-workers. So you should be careful
But what I'm saying is nobody let him get away with that. They acted on it. I mean, they busted him. They busted those guys. They arrested him.
No, but it's very sneaky and nasty nice. Then people were his friends, and then they turned on him. So it's anybody that go out and try to do a nasty crime like that should be punished severely in a prejudiced way in the justice system, and that's it.
All right. I appreciate the call, Gloria. Thanks, and have a good day.
You too, and I hope you eat.
Well, I will. Don't worry.
Okay, bye-bye.
after the blood test, I will. Yeah, hate crimes is a really... That's a debate that I've gotten into on the radio before 100,000 times. Not so much now on this radio station. With most of the listeners of this radio station, or most of us, we all fall politically in the same category. But when I used to work in right-wing radio, I would get into this whole debate with people about hate crimes and about whether you think hate crimes are justified or justifiable. Example would be perhaps maybe the Matthew Shepard case. Remember that one? About the guy that was gay? I'm open to that either way. I don't think you can't legislate, you can't crack down on people for thoughts, but you can crack down on them if they act on them. And I think if you act in a racist manner, I think you should definitely have the full length of the law, the full breadth and weight of the law down on you. Now, no question about that. Let's go to Mike in Boulder. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, you know, I think a lot of this racism really is, it's a heart issue. And I think it's not until you change your heart and how you really feel about your brother man that you really, I'll give you an example. I went to an all-black church, most of it was an all-black church, in Florida. And I hadn't really been in a church in so long, and it was just a wonderfully powerful church. And, there were so many people, it was mostly, I'd say 70% black. And I just really grew to love my fellow man. some of my best friends were black people.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do. You know, a lot of it has to do with education. A lot of it has to do with experience and exposure.
It's something. I just made me realize it was a heart thing, and you really have to get past all that.
Well, because there's stereotypes about people. There's ignorance about people. There's you run across people who have no exposure towards others. They don't have any exposure towards other people's ethnicity or their race or their customs or cultural mores or whatever the case be. And so out of fear, ignorance, and sometimes stereotyping, they have negative feelings. But then if they're forced or they get into a situation where it's one-on-one, a lot of times you can diffuse that or even experiences with the groups of people. You can diffuse that through life lived, you know?
Yeah, I tell people, so you want to worship God, go to a black church. They know how to worship God, trust me. But, you know, and getting back to Martin Luther King, I mean, he talked about, some of the greatest sins in this country is how much we spend on defense.
Constantly. He talked about that constantly.
Yeah, and how we're not investing in our inner cities. We're not investing in our people, giving people of opportunity so they can rise up. And I mean, look at Colin Powell. Fortunately, he got into a structured situation with the military where they have progressive, ideas about color, but it still hasn't caught up. But I mean, is this thing with the? Do you think why in the world do we need to spend so much money on defense as we do now in this country? I mean, they say.
They
say it's only like 3 or 4.
I mean, I think we number one. I think we always have and always will. We waste a lot of money.
I mean, I don't understand it.
And it's amazing that those who hate government the most, and who don't know how to run government, but they never have anything. And they're always talking about government waste and government failure, but they never talk about the Pentagon. That's number one.
To me, it's the biggest sin there is. There's no value in a tape.
Well, yeah, there is. You know what? There is value in defense spending, but you got to be smart on how you spend it.
But per dollar, I mean, you go out and buy a tank, there's this very little value. It's like,
hold on a second. I disagree with you there.
You invest in health care.
I'm sorry, but I disagree with you there. I mean, every country has to have some degree of.
You have to have a strong military. Go ahead.
All right. You have to have a strong military. You have to have some degree of spending, and you have to have some degree of defense.
But,
question is, you want to talk about wasted assets? You want to talk about wasting money? Okay, here's what you don't do. You don't sit in a time of war, and you don't wheel around, and you don't go to social programs that affect the most vulnerable, and you don't go to governmental agencies, and you don't slash their budgets.
Well, that's what I mean.
And in order to give tax rewards to the richest percentage of Americans. And a good example of that is, what about the Bureau of Mine and Safety and Health, or whatever they call it, which is supposed to oversee the mines in this country? And this mine disaster we just recently had in West Virginia, where that mine had numerous violations. Well, who's supposed to enforce that? Well, I'll bet you know what? I'll tell you something. I bet you if you opened up an investigation in that situation, you'd probably find that governmental agency had its budget slashed.
Yeah, because we're building the best F-16s.
You're not hearing me. You're not hearing me.
Yeah.
Open up your frickin' ears. It has nothing to do with building the best F-16s. It's called taking people who are at the top 1% of the populace in the economics ladder who are usually rich and giving them rewards that they don't deserve at the expense of others. That's what it's called. It has nothing to do with building F-16s. What it has to do with is misappropriation of money.
Well, I just don't see how we can afford to spend. I mean, with our debt, and it's just getting
worse. Well, because you can't give people tax breaks like that. That's why you can't sit there and you can't rob the lower middle class, and you can't rob the country and reward people sitting at the top of the pyramid, because what ends up happening is you end up spending yourself into a hole.
Well, I just think if we keep going, this defense spending, I think it's going to come back.
Well, how much would you consider to be reasonable defense spending?
Well, I just would. I think if we stay out of these wars and we quit trying to run the world and we become more of a peaceful country, and we don't need such a big military, and we can invest in infrastructure.
What we need to do is we need to spend the money smarter. We need to really concentrate on defense and not getting involved in preemptive wars on false pretenses and wars of choice, which do nothing but also put additional strain on the treasury. I mean, that's a glaring fact right there. I mean, I think you and I would both agree on
that. But if we don't build it, we got to use it. That's what, the law.
Yeah, but you can't not build it. You can't not have a strong military. God forbid the day comes when you need it. If you don't build it, then you know what? You're going to be in tough shape.
Not the extent that we have now. I mean, we've been in...
Well, you know what? I figured that out from you because I don't know what figures you're talking about here, and I don't know what, in reality, we're dealing in.
Half a trillion a year.
Well, you know what? We're also stuck in this problem in Iraq that we can't seem to get out of. We're using up men and machinery like there's no tomorrow. I think that what you need to look at, if you want to look at misappropriation of national resources, if you want to look at the misappropriation of funds in this country, the first place to look is at tax breaks. Those are the first places to look. And the idea that the extremely wealthy are getting off with a free ride while the rest of us have to pay. Then we can start debating the other.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-771-7544 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our Omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our Omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-771-7544 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-771-7544.
They make food at 10 Star with passion. Like the habit-forming blue cheese bacon burger taco, a cook-to-order burger topped with bacon, crumbled blue cheese, chipotle sauce, lettuce, and hand-battered fried onion strings, all placed into flour tortillas. 10 Star's menu certainly has a Southwestern orientation, but incorporates flavors from Texas and beyond. Drop by 10 Star in the Tech Center and join them for lunch, dinner, or for a cold beer or margarita and some spicy queso. Click on the banner in the player for directions. 10 Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Lifestyle with a full suite of virtual officing services, all designed to help you work from home more professionally. You'll still enjoy all the things that make working at home so great, but you'll also have benefits of an office and a receptionist. Intelligent office locations feature private offices and conference rooms to meet your clients, and a prestigious business address to receive your mail and packages. And during business hours, we'll answer and screen your calls just like a member of your company, then seamlessly connect just the ones you want to your home or cell phone. It's like having a receptionist wherever your business takes you. And in case you're wondering, Intelligent Office is surprisingly affordable, so you'll still enjoy a much lower overhead than a traditional office. To find out more about virtual officing, call Intelligent Office in Boulder, Cherry Creek, and the Denver Tech Center at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
He said, "We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist." Dwight D. Eisenhower, President and 5-star General. Hello, I'm Steve Devide, one of 20 booksellers at the Denver Book Mall, 32 Broadway, between 1st and Ellsworth Avenues. Please join us in support of Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Want to be an eBay entrepreneur? Then get your free CD that's showing people how to make a fortune with online auctions like eBay. It's so easy. This software is actually illegal in some states, but not yours. So pick up the phone and get your free CD from Internet Speedway now. Make a fortune with this system while it's still legal in your state. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 924. 24 minutes after 9 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. High today, 37. Snow out there. 303-713-7600, depending on where you are, there's snow. And it's all open phones. We talk about a race in this country on the on Martin Luther King Jr. Day or anything else you want to talk about. For reference, back to the last caller. You know, I wasn't trying to make the statement or try to advance the opinion that there's not cost overruns and waste when it comes to defense spending. There is, and there always has been. And especially when you get in these areas of no-bid contracts. But the thing is, if you look at this administration, and you look at what this administration has done, there are a lot of organizations, I don't use the term organizations, departments, programs, that are much needed in this country, but have been sacrificed because this administration believes in giving its buddies in the top 1% huge tax breaks. So you can't even begin to have a debate about the military or anything else until we get this situation straightened out. And I would love to see an investigation, say, for instance, of the organization, the department that oversees mine safety and health and welfare of minors, and whether this administration in the budget slashed any money from that department. Wouldn't you love to know that? I'd love to know that. I'd love to see if that's what's going on there. And so in slashing that money, what you end up getting is lax enforcement. No time in this country's history have we ever had a war and had tax cuts at the same time. Do we need a strong military? Yes. Do we need an efficient military? Yes. Do we need smart spending when it comes to the military? Yes. We need all of those things. But we're spending money on this war. It's a war of choice. And we have these ridiculous tax cuts. And we need the revenue. And that was the only point I was trying to make to Mike in Boulder, is that these tax cuts are wrong. They're wrong. And now, you know, there's a story going around that because the housing market is starting to soften, that it's going to turn around, that's going to affect the economy, that it may slow down consumer spending. And meanwhile, you know, this guy who leads the country, George W. Bush, is blowing around all over the place, and particularly in Chicago, talking to us about, how great the economy is. Yeah, well, what's the deficit, George? And how do we get there? All right. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to James in Breckenridge. James, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, what's up?
Hi, James. How are you?
Nothing, I'm doing all right. I think you're the man. I just wanted to say, I just got out of college, and I noticed that there's a big problem with the visibility of race issues, especially with young people my age. I'm about 24. Mm. What I saw was a lot of, you know, mostly rich white kids who consider themselves pretty progressive, who are just dead set against affirmative action for the simple fact that they believe that, you know, if a black person gets a spot, that's a spot that they might not have gotten. And I don't think people my age really realize that there's a race problem in this country, or that the race problem in this country has been solved, or they believe that, you know,
affirmative action to a lot of people, affirmative action is a tough thing to sell. Very tough thing to sell. You know, because it's based on the whole idea that the program you're advocating is not universal. So
yeah.
Therefore, somebody gets a step up that you don't get. Never mind the fact that we've had this, affirmative action for white people in this country for God knows how many years.
Oh, yeah. A lot of these kids have different kinds of affirmative actions, like being legacy admittances.
Right,
and,
exactly.
You know, that they apparently have no problem with. But, you know, affirmative action based on race, whoa, slow down there, tough guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. I mean, they, you know, they it was perfectly fine when it was, widely accepted that there was affirmative action for white people, but when you start getting to women and minorities, boy, then these people start getting nervous.
Yeah.
And you know, I couldn't agree more with you.
Yeah. Well, that's basically all I wanted to say. I just want, and, you know, keep up the great work. You're doing an awesome job. I think you're the man, like I said earlier, and keep it up.
All right. Hey, thanks, James. Have a good day.
All right. Later.
All right, man. Talk to you. Let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, here on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Jeff.
I was going to talk about a little bit more personal about race, but some things that you brought up kind of changed the subject. If you look 8 years through the Clinton administration of how the military, and we stayed at the top of I don't want to say the only superpower now, and we spent half the money we're spending now being a more efficient a military, there's really no need. We're still the I don't want to say the largest, but the most efficient and the strongest military in the face of the planet. I think it's crazy for us to keep spending money like we are on the military. We got to be fiscally responsible. That's something Bush cannot be. He is not. And
well, he's not fiscal responsibly in you know military. He's not fiscally responsible in any category because, as I just got through saying, I mean, if you look at the insanity of those tax cuts, I mean, he's driving us. He's spending us. You know, you can't spend more than you take in. I mean, it just. I mean, it's simple. You just can't do it. I mean, households can't do it. The government can't do it. You know, that's number one. And number two, you're right. I mean, we need to be smart when it comes to dealing with the military.
Well, like I said, during the Clinton administration, 8 years, we still, at the end of the Clinton administration, we still had the strongest military. Their argument is Clinton made the military weak. That's wrong. That's incorrect. If it is, how can we still maintain being the strongest military? Their argument is mute. So we just got to keep pounding on the issues and stay on and focus on the issues and make sure that people understand that, because people don't want to listen to this. These are the things that people would rather pick something personal, like race, and change the subject, which the Republicans always do.
Oh, you know what? Listen, I agree wholeheartedly. And that was one of the reasons why I kept trying to steer Mike back onto the subject of looking at how this administration lays out a budget and how this administration administers government, about the idea that they cut the funds from different departments in order to fuel these insane tax breaks, how they do things like, instead of staffing these departments with people who are well qualified, what you end up is crony connections and the industry people who get in there. And I mean, they have just mismanaged this government from A to Z.
I just don't see how people can say we have the largest government now. Republicans are always for a small government. This is the largest government in history. It is a glutton spending more than any government has in history. And we got to have it stop, or it's really going to be the detriment to this country and our kids. I feel sorry for our kids who are going to have to deal with 30 years down the road this deficit of enormous proportion.
Oh, I think you're right. It comes out to I think the last figure I read, it comes out to like 1,200, 1,200 for every kid that every kid will have to pay off in every household across this country at the you know, at the current rate of where we're going. And it increases as time goes on. Jeff, thanks, man. Marvelous call. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-600. Open phones, 933-27 in front of 10, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
But we're still dealing with some pretty icy roads around town, especially between Boulder and Golden on Highway 93, so you want to take it a little slower than usual. The diagonal Foothills Parkway, they're both thinning out. The turnpike looks good through Broomfield and Westminster and south on I-25. Still a little sluggish as you head into downtown and through T-Rex. Also seen a slow go south on 225 into the Tech Center and I-70, actually back up to speeds from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. Now, today is Martin Luther King Day, so don't forget, parking meters, they're free downtown. The time limits will still apply. On to the forecast, going to be a little chilly today, maybe another snow shower or two throughout the afternoon. Highs in the 30s. Right now, we're at 29 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Judge Alito.
I think Alito's going to be very careful.
Before we give you the keys to the car, we'd like to know where you plan to take us.
A judge can't think that way.
A number of very important issues.
For the real story and others, stay with AM 760, Progressive Talk.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-600-4222. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-600-4222. 1-800-600-4222.
There's been an attack on Ontario Airport. The first reports are of several men carrying automatic weapons, and they've taken control of Terminal 1.
Tonight on Fox, be there as the shocking season premiere of 24 continues.
I do not want to be signing the death warrant of innocent American citizens.
To save our country.
The United States government does not negotiate with terrorists.
It will take a man more ruthless.
You are going to tell me what I want to know. It's just a question of how much you want it to hurt.
More cunning.
Were you responsible for that, Jack?
And more deadly than its enemies.
They were going to kill another hostage. I didn't have a choice.
You have no idea where the next 24 will go.
The situation is more dangerous than he realizes.
And you can't even begin to imagine.
I want you out of there now, Jack.
Understand this, Bill. I don't work for you.
Matt Rush of TV Guide declares, the edge of my seat is already frayed. Don't miss a single moment as the two-night season premiere of 24 continues tonight on Fox.
The 24 premiere event continues tonight at 7 on Fox 31, followed by Fox 31 News at 9.
1997, Genia Lamonides was diagnosed with a tumor on a nerve in her head.
I needed surgery right away. They got the tumor, but I lost my hearing and my face became paralyzed.
Then in 2004, Genia's doctors found another tumor on that same nerve.
I did not want to go through surgery again.
That's when she learned that Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick. It wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Stick in it to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin here, and hi today, 37, snow. Yeah, don't get me started up on that whole thing about tax breaks for the wealthy. Man, I just have a real hard time swallowing that. And did you see a story over the weekend about the IRS that they're withholding refunds due poorer taxpayers? Under the Earned Credits Income Program, that they're withhold, that their money is frozen, and that they basically will give no explanation as to why they have done this. Whew. See, that's why, you know, you can't look at defense spending, you can't look at all of these individual things until we get this whole system of wealth in this country straightened out. And I'm not talking about this socialist idea of redistribution of the wealth. I'm talking about stopping this administration's redistribution of the wealth upward to its friends. Let's go to Paul in Inglewood. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hi, Paul.
Hey, I've got an answer for you that may not be complete, but it's man, it's about as good information as I think I could get. I had lunch with a federal mine inspector, and of course, on Friday, and of course, the first thing I would ask him was, "Did they cut your budget?" And he said, "Absolutely." And
I see. Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yep, and he said furthermore, you're not going to see this administration increase regulatory budgets because they don't believe in he didn't say this part. I'm saying this. I'm saying they don't believe in regulation. They think regulation gets in the way of business.
Yep, exactly.
And in fact, it helps business. Keeping the crooks out keeps the honest guys in business.
See, that's what I was. That was a point I was trying to so desperately get. Through to that guy who called about the defense spending, is that this administration is robbing vital programs of money, and before we can ever get to the defense spending situation, we've got to get these unreasonable tax cuts straightened out, because they're doing things like taking, you know, the guy you talked to, the federal mine safety inspector, taking his department and slashing the budget. And we don't need to have that budget slashed. You're dealing in human lives here.
Right. I think my answer to your question about why they cut the budgets for, or why the IRS is cutting those checks, is because the poor can't fight back.
Yep. Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
That's the total reason for it.
I agree.
They wouldn't do it to some big guy that was giving them tons of campaign contributions.
Well, the IRS are, you know, the IRS is vindictive, and they're basically a mean organization. There's no question about it. So it's a disgusting story. It's sad. I mean, it's just sad what's going on in this country, and it's sad. And we just have got to get a hold of this country in 06. We cannot permit these people to run this country off the tracks like they're doing, you know?
You've got to keep bringing these things forward, because a problem well described is half solved, and that's kind of what you're doing every day, so keep at it.
You got it, man. Hey, thanks. Okay. Thanks for the good information.
Thanks, bye.
All right. Well, see, Paul calls up in Inglewood. What happened to the money, for the federal mine safety inspectors, and I forget what that department is called. Something about mine safety and health or something like that. But they slashed the budget out of it. And then you turn around and see what went on in West Virginia. Let's go to Eric in Lakewood. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning. You're on, Eric. Go.
Jay, how are you this morning?
All right, I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. Agree with everything you say about the budget and everything. The only trouble is, with this president, it seems like we have a Department of Offense instead of a Department of Defense. I'd kind of like to talk about Judge Alito and MLK and kind of tie it together, if
sure.
I could.
Sure, go ahead.
Something that I haven't heard too many people talk about, and it bothered me when Alito was given his opening statements, I guess, during the hearings. He made the comment of when he was in college of looking out and seeing all the dissidents out on the college campuses, and it just wasn't like the folks back home, I think is a term he used. I'll tell you what advances we have made in civil rights and so many things. I think, you know, with Martin Luther King out in the streets, and you know, Andy Hum on Gay USA, which is a week-long or a weekly hour-long news broadcast, brought this up about Alito. When I heard that, it bothered me, because he does not like dissent. I mean,
no,
it's scary.
It is scary.
You know, MLK brought out all good things, ACT UP, you know, during the AIDS crisis. Really, people in the streets brought out good AIDS research. I think people in the streets really had a big role in ending the Vietnam War. And this guy, Alito, just does not like that.
You know what? I agree 100%.
Lockstep with Bush. And speaking of dissent, I've heard on 760, the worldcan'twait.org, I'm trying to get up a gathering on the west steps of the Capitol on the 31st, and it should be coming up on their website pretty soon. As of yet, they don't have it. There's nothing planned in Denver.
Hmm.
So, you know.
What is this about? What's it for?
Well, they have their mantra, I guess, on their website, and if you agree with it, it's basically that we can't wait. We got to get rid of George Bush, and we need to. I know it's probably a fruitless effort and everything, but still, you know, people in the streets, I think, are going to bring attention to the problems of this administration, and it's a place to start. I'm just so frustrated. You know, it's a place to start. So it's a protest during Bush's State of the Union address on January 31st is when he's scheduled to give it. And you know, the cities nationwide have protests scheduled. So I would like to encourage people to show up January 31st during Bush's State of the Union address on the west steps of the state capitol.
And is there, once again, is there a website where people can go and find out more information about this?
Yeah, it's worldcan'twait.org.
All right, man. Hey, Eric, thank you. Call me again.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jay. Have a good day.
You bet. All right, worldcan'twait.org if you want to check that out. 9:43, 17 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760. 760. Progressive Traffic.
We're in pretty good shape on the Denver Drive, I-25 north and south of downtown, moving along up to speed. Looks good on I-70 on both sides of town, but just take care on the west and south sides of town on I-70, C-470, also on southbound the southern portion of I-25, still a little bit icy, had quite a few accidents this morning. Just keep that in mind. In fact, Jeffco is still on accident alert. And Boulder Drive looks pretty good to and from Boulder on the turnpike and in Boulder. No major delays for you right now. As far as weather goes, snow showers this morning, but clearing out this afternoon, a high near 40, clear and cold tonight, low of 14, partly sunny, warmer tomorrow with a high of 47. Right now it's 28 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you really know your past, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history, we'll send you a free report with fascinating facts on your family name at no cost to you. Call 1-800-300-3414. That's 1-800-300-3414. 1-800-300-3414.
Tonight on part two of the season premiere of 24.
These people are going to continue to kill hostages.
The all-new non-stop season of 24 continues tonight on Fox.
It all starts tonight at 7 on Fox 31.
9:45, 15 minutes in front of 10, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. J. Marvin here. Hey, if you're in a charity or a youth group and you want to go to the stock show, the 100th National Western Stock Show, then call the fine folks at Rockies. Call Sergio at 303-426-4646. That's 303-426-4646. Shaggy and Audra and Odell and all the folks at Rockies has tickets to share with your charitable organization or your youth group. Now, tickets are available for the Draft Horse Show. That's Friday, January the 20th, 7 in the evening. Saturday, January 21st, 1 in the afternoon and 7 in the evening. Sunday, January 22nd at 12 noon. And tickets do include general admission. So if you're the head of a charity and you want to take folks involved in your charity, or if you're with a youth group and you want to take your youth group to the 100th National Western Stock Show, just get on the horn and call Rockies, and you can go absolutely free while supplies last at 303-426-4646. The number again, 303-426-4646. Rockies Autos, not only great people to do business with, but people who definitely care about the community that they live and work in. Check out Rockies Autos at RockiesAutos.com. You can scan the inventory, and you can also pre-apply for a car loan online, and you can see their business philosophy right there. RockiesAutos.com, or stop by and see them at 63rd and Federal. But once again, if you're with a charity or a youth group, and you want to take your members to go to see the 100th National Western Stock Show, then call Rockies while the supplies last. Free tickets. Ask for Sergio, 303-426-4646. That's 303-426-4646.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Let me tell you how it will be.
948. 12 minutes in front of 10, AM 760. Progressive Talk, J. Marvin along with you. High today, 37, snow. So keep warm today and keep dry. And it's open phones, anything you want to talk about. 303-713-7600, including Martin Luther King Day today and racism or whatever else may be on your mind. Let's go to Jeff in Fort Collins. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Listen, I've called you a couple times before. I'm up front, I'm a conservative. Usually disagree with your point on most cases, but I respect you. I think you handle everything with a lot of class.
Well, thanks.
And originally I'd called up to talk about affirmative action, but I guess my main thing now is just the frustration as a conservative to hear over and over about
the tax cuts and the deficit because of the tax cuts and the government redistributing wealth upwards. And since the government has no money, I just don't understand how you can consider that we're redistributing the money back up to people who made the money to begin with.
No, because if you go look at the statistics of the top 1 to 2% of those people, they didn't make the money to begin with. Many of them inherited the money. Many of them, the money was already in their families. Very few of them got control or have the assets that they have due to going out and working their way into it. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I'm saying that the top 1% of this country, the top 1 to 2% of this country, basically, that's not the scenario. That's number one. And then number two, we live in a society in which we have a tax system that the more you make, the higher your taxes traditionally are, and you can't have your cake and eat it too. So in other words, you're giving one segment of society a break based on their economic position on the ladder, while not giving the same break and not giving the same favorable conditions to those people who are in the middle of the ladder or at the bottom of the ladder. Plus, on top of that, you're spending money like there's no tomorrow. So you're not taking in enough to cover what you're spending, and we now have in this country a huge national debt. How does that work? How does that work that we have a huge national debt, and you still, in a time of war with a huge national debt, turn around and you go to people in the 1% or 2% and say, you know what, here, we'll give you a break?
Well, first of all, I'll take it step by step. There's several questions. But as far as the debt part, since the tax cuts took effect, the revenues to the Treasury have doubled. That's something from the Office of Budget Management. Since the tax cuts took effect, revenues have doubled.
Yeah, the revenues have doubled, but they've come from uncollected taxes, and they haven't come from the top 1 to 2%. They've come from people who already owed taxes, where the government has gone back and has tightened the gap on those that were escaping not paying.
But see, those
figures do not. Yeah, but don't mislead people. Those figures do not emanate directly from tax cuts. Tax cuts do not in any way, shape, or form, because that would be mathematically impossible. Do not in any way, shape, or form help the deficit or help the Treasury. Because you mathematically, that's like saying 2 and 2 makes 20. It doesn't work.
No, what happens is if you give tax cuts to those people don't take the money and put it in the mattress. They basically go out and, yeah, they make money on...
You know what? Statistics show that that's not true. Statistics show that they put that stuff into stocks and bonds. That they don't go out and invest it in businesses.
No, but if you put it in stocks and bonds, Jay, what does that do? If you invest in stocks into a company, then what you're doing is that company goes out and further creates research and development. They create jobs by doing that.
Sometimes it doesn't.
And they also
take that money and put it in non-taxable entities. But the fact is that you can't turn around and under any circumstances can you spend more than you take in. You can't on any circumstances be able to do that, and plus it is morally wrong. If you just want to take out the economics, it's morally wrong to give a segment of this society a free ride while you penalize the rest of the society with different circumstances.
Okay, that's a good point, Jay, but let's talk about morally wrong. How much is too much? I mean, when you're talking about the top percent, the new numbers show 5% of the top 5% are paying 30% of the taxes. That is not fair. If you want to be fair, then let's basically go and be fair.
What is the top 1% of the amount of taxes the top 1% pay? What is that in contrast to the amount that the middle and lower middle class pay?
Well, the top. Well, we look at the top.
Boy, 1% now what's the answer to that question? I'd like to know.
It, Jay, if you're looking at the top 30, the top 5% pay 30%.
No, I didn't say top 5%. No, I said top 1%.
Top 1% pay 10%. That's not
where
fair.
Did you that get that, that, where do you get that statistic from?
Where do you get your numbers from?
Well, I'm asking you. I'm just asking you out of curiosity. Where do you get that information from?
Basically, it's pretty easy. You can go on an IRS website. I don't have that. I'm in my cars. I don't have that on my on hand. Well, Jay, no, I'm trying to be fair, Jay.
I'm trying to be fair with you too. I'm asking you to justify the case.
Right.
To go back to the bottom line, I'm asking you to justify the case. How do you survive when you take less in, when you're spending more, when you're sitting at a time of war, particularly where the leadership calls for sacrifices, but yet you're turning around to the top 1% and saying, here, you don't have to make any?
No, but they are paying. Are they paying no taxes at all, Jay?
No, but they're getting huge tax refunds. They're getting huge tax breaks.
Because they pay tons of taxes, Jay.
What are you saying? You don't want a progressive tax system? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm asking you, if you want to be fair, I'd love to be fair.
I mean, do you want to have a non-progressive tax system? Do you want those people who don't work at accumulating wealth that have inherited wealth? You want to just give them a free ride while at the expense of others?
No, Jay, they're not getting a free ride.
They are getting a free ride.
No, Jay, they're paying taxes.
No, you should look at it. They are. But they're getting huge refunds that the rest of us don't get. Why are you ignoring that, Jeff? Why are you ignoring the fact that they get huge tax breaks that the rest of us don't get, that you don't get?
Jay, because they're paying five times more taxes than
you're not.
I am.
Why should they get huge tax breaks in a country where we have a progressive tax system where you pay according to your means and that everybody pays on a fair level playing field? Why are you advocating something that isn't so?
Jay, what I'm saying is what you're doing is because they inherited the money, you're saying they should have to pay more. It's their money. In this country, we don't do that. We don't say, hey, I think you should have to pay more because you have more.
In this country, in the reverse in this country, too, it is also immoral to say that you pay less because you have more.
No, we're talking about
it's immoral in this country to sit there and to balance the budget and to try to make things work on the backs of the middle and the lower middle class and the poor while giving the rich a break. It doesn't work. Only a society where that kind of a gap works. Where's it work?
This country, what you're talking about,
where's
is
it work?
You're talking about paying taxes based on someone's needs and giving somebody,
No, I'm talking about the fact is that we have a progressive tax. We're supposed to have a progressive tax system in this country, and the fact is that the top 1% in this country get huge tax breaks while the middle class and the lower middle class have to foot the bill. And how is that right? That's number one. And then number two, how is it right that in a time of war and at a time when you're spending more money than you're bringing in, how in the world, how's that right? How's it possible to engage in a war, engage in such huge deficit spending, while letting people off the hook from paying taxes?
Jay, we've always had.
No, just answer that question. Under Bill Clinton, we had a deficit.
Okay, let's talk about it. Can I talk about it real quick before you let me go? During Bill Clinton, before Bill Clinton took office, we started downsizing because the Cold War was over. Before Reagan was president, we spent about 6% of our gross national product on defense. After the Cold War, we started toning down. We started cutting it down to where when Bill Clinton took over office, we were spending only 3% of our GNP on defense. So obviously, looking at those numbers, Bill Clinton walks into this country, and we're already taking it down. So there was no – I mean,
right. If that's true, where did it all go?
Where
did the surplus go that Bill Clinton left? What happened to it?
There was surplus is only on paper, and you know that.
That's right. It's only on paper. Absolutely right. Sure.
Jay,
I've heard that argument a million times,
it's only
on paper.
I'm trying to be classy with you.
I'm not cutting you down at all. I'm just saying, why are you disputing the facts? Why are you disputing the facts? Did we have a surplus when Clinton and Gore left office, yes or no?
We had a surplus.